Hello, everybody out there on the internet, and welcome to a very special edition of the Best Little Horde House in Azeroth, a little show we call Horde House for short. It's a show all about the World of Warcraft, and it's live tonight, and I'll get to that a little more in a minute. But my name is Rob Roberts. I'll be joining you over the next hour, 2 hours, however long we feel like it. Joining me, as always, say hello to Extifer.
It's Horde House with Rob Roberts and Dark Sakura and Extofer. We're a musical now.
Now, you did get the memo. It's the live episode, not the musical episode, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Once more with feeling.
Oh, and say hello to the girl over there in the corner. It's the one and only, and I say one and only because I've been working with this bitch in podcasting, and babe in total control of herself. In podcasting for like 10 years now, practically, if you want to count our time together on the show before OLR. Say hello to Dark Sakura.
Yo, what up?
How are you doing?
I'm a 74.
Addict. All right.
Your fault.
So we got a lot to cover tonight. So Dark Sakura, of course, my co-host from Orange Lounge Radio, is joining us on Horde House tonight for a very special edition. And like for those that have listened to OLR for any length of time, and I realize not everybody that listens to Horde House has listened to Orange Lounge Radio, but Dark Sakura playing World of Warcraft for a length of time as she has is like... I seriously, call hell and ask what the temperature is.
It's only been a month.
I was surprised, too, to learn that.
And not even a whole month. Because I was on vacation for a week.
And you're already level 70 what?
Almost 70.
Oh, God. But, like, leveling is so
it really
easy
is.
Now.
It really
so.
Is. All right, well, let me talk about a few things first. We have a couple things going on. It's a live show tonight. So if the sound sounds a little weird, that's because we're at Studio OLR, where we tape Orange Lounge Radio. So the mics are all kind of balanced differently. Extifer is using the mic. Our third host usually uses it at OLR. So things are a little bit wacky. And we are live. So if you happen to be listening to us right now at All Games Radio, where we're taping, and by the way, big thanks to our pals at All Games for letting us do this little live experiment. www.allgames.com obviously is where you listen. On the left side, there's a little link that says chat, and you can join us in the chat room. chat.allgames.com. So special note to the OLR listeners, we are in the All Games chat room tonight. So chat.allgames.com. You can join us live and interact with us.
chat.allgames.com.
You have a very nice voice.
Thank you.
Don't encourage him.
I'm calling... Look, he's keeping in tune... Clear vocal quality, I approve.
Thank you.
Where's Steven
Tyler? I'm glad I have new
fans. Where's Steven Tyler to, like, flirt awkwardly with you? I don't know if you saw that.
I didn't even see that. No.
It was crazy.
That man's mouth is scary.
Let's talk about World of Warcraft, shall we?
Imagine him giving a blowjob.
No, thank you. Let's talk about your week in Azeroth. We always like to start off with your week in Azeroth. Actually, no. I want to start off by talking to our guest.
Okay.
We always want to introduce the guest. So, obviously, Dark Sakura. She's from OLR. She used to hate Warcraft. Hated it.
I didn't hate it.
Yes,
I
you
was
did.
Ambivalent.
You made fun of me week in and week out. Every time. And, you know, we do a segment very similar on OLR called How Was Your Gaming Week? And I'd sit here and go, well, I played some Warcraft. And
Addict.
Addict!
It's just giving you a hard time, and you know that.
What did you play, Dark Sakura? I played Star Trek Online, but you're an addict. Every week I've been playing Star Trek Online. You've got the problem, though, just so you know.
I quit Star Trek Online.
You did?
For WoW.
But wow. I'm actually going to be paying again in February because my Scottish fleet mates miss me.
Aww. That's what it's called, a guild in...
Is a fleet.
Is a fleet, obviously, Star Trek,
yeah.
Right?
And I'm friends, really good friends with one of them over Facebook, and he's like, he's actually the first one I met of him, and he's a really nice guy, and he's like, we miss you, we even have the thing to make your Defiant look like it's from Tron.
Awesome.
I'm like, I want the Tron thingy, I'm back.
All right, so...
This week on Star Trek Online House.
Which podcast am I on?
Hey.
Fuck. All right, so what made you take the plunge? You played WoW before. Let's back up. You played WoW, what, when Burning Crusade was first out?
WoW when the first one was out, and then I quit.
Okay.
And then Burning Crusade came out, and I played it. Uh-huh. And I was like, boring.
And you know what's funny is that I think she played WoW before we played WoW.
I think she did.
Yeah.
Tiara, I know you're good friends
I
with
played,
her.
Tiara and
she
I
She was on a few
same
weeks
time.
Ago, and I know she's been playing since Vanilla. So, okay, so why did it suck? Why
and
were
I
you like,
got,
fuck this game
I
the
really
first
don't
times?
Know. It just, the quests were redundant and boring, and there were just a few things that were frustrating. I hated some of the voices. I hated some of the levels. I hated how weird everything was. I mean, some of it was really pretty, and I still sometimes go, ooh, pretty, shiny. But it just wasn't immersive enough, and I just felt like I was sitting on my ass doing nothing.
Okay, but now flash forward to a month ago. I don't even remember what spurred the conversation on OLR.
One more, though.
Go ahead.
I last played in October of 2007 before I played again this past year up until February, and then Star Trek Online came out, and I quit to play Star Trek Online, which I did not regret at the time at all. Because I got really bored. I got a Draenei to 20 because I had never gotten a character past 10.
Uh-huh.
And I thought maybe when I get off the island, it'll be interesting. No, it wasn't. it just wasn't.
Because you're back to the old, you know, grind of what you saw when you originally played.
Kinda. And Star Trek Online, I still love the game. I have no problem with it. I just ran out of stuff to do. So Rob says, I'm going to send you a Scroll of Resurrection. And I thought that I could use it. But Tiara already sent me one before. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't use it.
So only one per account. Did you know that? Even if she quits and comes back and then quits again, only one ever per account.
I learned that the other week.
Well, someone was going to get me a card to play.
Well, what made you decide to take the plunge and come back? Was it just hearing that shit was new?
Well, I'm always the sort of person that I'm not going to really knock it until I tried it. Mm-hmm. And enough people said that enough stuff was different. I was like, I can't poo-poo it now because if they've changed that much about it, then it's clearly not the same thing that I remember it being. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, we'll give it a try. And then it became a stubborn thing because I couldn't get the game to run. I could not get it to run the loader to update. And then I did everything. I ran my thing in safe mode with networking. I turned on administrator stuff. I changed permissions in folders. I was hacking my Windows. And finally, I just said, oh, this sucks. And I renamed the loader.exe to bob.exe, and it worked.
Oh, my God.
It didn't like the name.
Wow.
I want to say I've heard that error before, like reading the forums, but I never thought it was true.
I tried it. I put it in the damn public folder. I did it in the programs folder. I made its own folder. I did everything but repartition my hard drive to get it to run.
You literally just got out a hammer and beat it till it worked.
So you might as well
stubborn.
You might as well level to 85 because you took all that time.
That was kind of it. And I was like, damn, I'm going to play this damn game. And then I was like, Draenei stuff, the same, the same, the same, the same. Rob's like, we're going to get you off that damn island. So Rob,
I also told her not
me.
To roll a Draenei. I said, if you roll a Draenei, you're going to see the same shit you saw before. She said, but I got to have the Russian accent.
It's because I like Gift of the Naru.
You know, you can't knock the Gift of the Naru. I don't play
that
Alliance.
That has saved my ass so many times.
You guys have like some of the best racials. You have Gift of the Naru, and then you have the 1% chance to hit like for anybody in your party.
Okay, but after playing a goblin this week, which I'll get to later, goblin racials.
Yeah, they're great.
They're a win. Yeah. Anyhow,
I'm also taking a collection for Cataclysm.
So you don't have Cataclysm.
So you don't. Okay.
Dan has been against me playing because he doesn't want me to be an addict.
Of course he has.
But I injured my hip. Mm-hmm. And so I had nothing to do but power level.
Awesome.
So what level are you now? In 1 month, you are now level, 70?
I am one bar from 74.
And you bought Wrath for 40 bucks, not that long ago, right?
$35, and I bought it 4 days ago.
Which, for the record, I think sucks. I think they should have kept that price reduced during Christmas. Well, of course you do.
You know, if they do plan on reducing it, you should call Blizzard to get your money back on that. Because,
But, I mean, on top of that, though, I did get it cheaper than what Blizzard's selling it for on the site. So, about 10 bucks cheaper.
So, but now, you really want to take that plunge and play a Worgen, right?
I wanted to play a Worgen ever since I saw what they looked like. I was like, that's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't quite enough until I actually got in and played the game. So, I was like, oh, I want a Worgen. But right now, I'm broke.
I'm just going to go to the chat room at our All Games chat room, because we actually have some people in there, including the one and only mythical being known as Ferrari is there, saying, Rob Roberts stole my healer. What, is tonight a raid night?
You know, I'm surprised. Are they not?
What the hell? Are they chatting and raiding? What's going on?
I don't know. You should ask.
Goats.
Flacco Jones says, of course, because Flacco Jones has to tweet, email, and now chat.
Yeah, exactly.
Says, goblins are sexy, just not as sexy as orcs.
I will not agree with that. Women. you know what? I'm all for the little green men goblins, not in real life. But in game, you know, they're great. And you know what is so cool is that finally, I think my guild is succumbing to the goblin, you know, love that I have. Because we had two people race change to goblins this last week. So kudos to us.
They were fun. All right. I got to ask Darksoccer, though, because every guest I ask this question, maybe I have to modify this a little bit. Every guest that's new to the show, I say, why do you play WoW? So, Darksoccer, why do you stick with WoW this time?
Well, first of all, I'm actually kind of digging the story. I'm not a play with other people kind of people. I like chatting. That's kind of fun while I'm doing stuff. And I like, you know, people, every so often playing with other people. That's the kind of... I've been that way since Ragnarok Online, which anyone who knows me knows I played Ragnarok Online for a damn long time.
I even know that. And yes. I wasn't, you know, around when you were originally playing it.
Yeah, I was... I played a lot of it. I've always been the kind that I like to run off in solo for a long time and find quests and do stories and do stuff like that. But, you know, the quests before were just kill so ever many of this. Okay. You didn't give me a reason why I'm doing this. Now they're fun.
Yeah.
And I'm finding little funny stuff. Like, okay, I'm in Grizzly Hills right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I found Bambina. And then I found another deer named Bambina's mother.
Mm-hmm.
Did you kill Bambina's mother?
No.
It pisses Bambina off. It's really funny.
Okay, I'll have to do that because I know where it is.
Blizzard loves to just insert little pop culture tee-hees all over the place like that. So,
did you do the rainbow generator quest?
Not yet.
Okay.
I didn't start off in the fjords. I started off in the other part.
See, this is in vanilla. I don't know if you did you go into Fellwood to quest at all?
For like 5 minutes. Okay. And then I got to leave.
So you should go back there and do the rainbow generator quest. It's pretty leet.
Should I have to like make a human to go play in those areas or something?
Oh, you know what? Come to think, I don't know if it's a. It's actually a horde only. Is it not horde only, Rob? You've
I
played
have
that.
No idea. No, I haven't done that quest.
I don't know.
I can look on that one.
Maybe
site
somebody in our chat room knows.
Maybe
that's the benefits of having a live chat. All right. Let's talk about your week in Azeroth and the types of things you have been doing in the world of Warcraft this week. So, Extifer, what have you been doing in WoW this week?
Well, I've been herbalizing, and I have been. I don't know what else
Boo,
to say.
Get off the stage.
Yeah, I've been doing my herbalism. I've been herbalistic this week trying to get my trinket still. It's a long grind to get the trinket. And we also raided and we got another boss down. We're on Cho'Gall now is the big boss. And he's one of the end bosses of Bastion. Why are you laughing?
Because Salacious Pop is talking to your guild leader, Ferrari, in chat, and he just said, I'm imagining you putting out lit cigarettes, IRL, on the wrists of DPS who stand in fire. Burns, doesn't it? Let's not do that again. That's why I'm laughing.
Wow.
I didn't mean to derail your story, though.
No, so. No. You know what? It's my
this
story.
This is why I like the Skype shows better, because you can't see me laughing at you.
Oh, but this has a novelty all its own.
Yeah, it does, definitely.
So, yes, herbalism trinkets.
Herbalism trinkets and boss, we're now on Cho'Gall. And it's pretty difficult. We're getting through it, but, you know, it takes a lot of effort. And I have to say, I mastered a part of a boss that I have talked about before. There's the Conclave of Wind, where you stand on the platforms, you know, and there's this boss mechanic that, you know, tosses you off the platform if you don't pay attention. And I fucking mastered it. So I'm really happy about that. I told the guild I'm really happy. Like, this is good times for me.
It feels good when you like nail down that boss mechanic and then you can kind of like it's on autopilot.
Except for this is really a retarded boss mechanic. Like anybody else could have just learned this a while back, but me, no, it took me a little bit of time to understand that his animation like was the warning to the whole, you know, what he was going to do. So
I can't remember if this was last week I was talking about my run through Heroic Stone Core or what have you, but that one boss, the giant boss took our guild run like, like, seriously, 20 tries to beat. I'm not even exaggerating. But, man, that time we beat it, when we finally nailed that mechanic, being the pally healer on when exactly you judge so that you don't get stunned by the paralyzed or whatever, felt so good to finally, like, get that on farm where, like, if we do that again, I could do this.
Gotcha.
Because the first few times, I wanted to kill myself. It was terrible.
Yeah.
So.
Big learning curve, this expansion.
Yes,
and we're we're taking our time in the dungeons. I mean, we are a few bosses behind other guilds on our server, but I think that it's good. I think we're gearing up slowly.
Is
we're
that what
through.
Motivates you and your guild? You want to be the very best?
Like no one ever was.
No one ever was.
I think some people in the guild are like that, but you know, it's okay. I mean, it motivates them to keep playing. For me, it's the fun factor. And for a lot of those bosses, I wasn't having fun at the beginning because they just seemed like they were really punishing. But now, after getting the mechanics down, they're pretty fun. There's also a couple I mentioned last week. There's a couple of bosses that are really fun that we were able to get through just fine. And so, you know, it's...
How much shit-talking do you do on Vent when, like, another guild pops a server first for something?
I don't talk any shit. And I haven't seen any, so... I don't even know who's number one.
I'm just trying to start crap.
Even be number one. I don't even know.
I was trying to start crap. Yeah. All right. Anything else for your week in WoW?
I'm fresh out of WoW news for my week in WoW. All
right. Dark Sakura, we know you've been grinding to level 74 and you met Bambina and family this week. But anything of note that you've been doing in the game?
I hate the rune dwarf thingies. They're little bastards. And
they're wee little bastards.
They're ugly little sons of bitches. But anyway,
I'm only letting you get away with that because you specified rune dwarves and not real dwarves.
No.
Because real dwarves are amazing.
They are. They're all Scottish. I love hanging out with. I love the dwarves because I like. Because I've been actually. I get giddy every time I see explorers group or whatever. What they call the explorers union?
Explorers League.
Yeah, them. I get giddy because they're all dwarves, and I'm like, yeah, dwarves, and they'll want a pint. And that makes me happy. Right now, I did the retard quest. That made me laugh.
The retard quest.
This sounds like we're going down a very unpolitically correct path.
No.
Well, okay, I'm sorry. The special kids needs the quest.
Bud and the trolls.
I don't even know what quest
that is. I
don't
know what quest. Yeah, what quest is that?
It's like when I first popped, because keep in mind I was coming from the tundra whatever place.
Boring tundra.
And so I finished like everything there. I was like, fine. No, I was done with the dragon blight. That was it.
Oh, gotcha.
I was like, I'm sick of dragons. Fuck all you. So,
by the way, it sucks that she didn't get to do Wrathgate. I'm just saying. Did you ever get the cinematic, the cutscene?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I did get it.
But you didn't see she didn't get to. Yeah,
they took that out of the game.
They took
that out. Oh my god.
It doesn't you remember?
I went up to talk to Chick Dragon and she's like, "Whatever."
Before you would go to the Undercity, at least on Alliance side, you would actually go to Orgrimmar and meet with Thrall before the battle for Undercity. And
they had to
doesn't
take
work
that out
yeah. anymore.
Oh wow.
So, mm-hmm.
That was a really cool thing. You could watch the YouTube on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just to get the full experience. Imagine it's your avatar in the place of whatever avatar you're
okay. With. Well, at any rate, I got done with all of that. And so the first quest that I just started flying looking for little, you know, exclamation points, you know, kind of getting in the Metal Gear vibe. And found one and it turned out to be the retard quest. That's what I've been calling it all day. Now, Rob, you've seen me play this in other games and, you know, I scream at whatever monitor is in front of me. I yell at it. And so
anger management.
I was playing it, not last night, but the night before, and I was like, okay, this is stupid, I'm done, and I logged off for the day, and then I didn't play yesterday. I had school yesterday, too. But so I get up, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to do this. So I go on Wowhead to find out exactly where I need to take this guy to. And I was like, okay, well, I was doing it right. And then I realized that the dude works like a pet. You play the retard boy like a pet.
I know what quest you're talking about.
Yes.
It's Bud, the troll. You don't remember that quest?
He wears a troll mask that looks like a shield strapped to his face. And it's just, okay, it's like, ever since we got back from so-and-so, he's never been quite the same. He's useless, but the trolls like him. Okay.
Yes, I know exactly, because I made
the same... And he talks like a troll?
Yes, and I was sitting there, like, pulling my hair out. Well, what's left of my hair to pull out. And I just didn't know what to do. I ended up going to Wowhead, too. Because Wowhead is, I'm convinced, like, my savior when it comes to any stupid quests that I just want to get over with.
But when she started asking me questions about quests when she was, like, level 20 or so. She'd ask me these questions. And she'd be like, how do I get the blank to blank? And I'm just like, I don't even know what you're doing right now because I haven't even done the Cataclysm stuff. So I'm like, you should check out this awesome website called wowhead.com. You just type in the quest name and ta-da. And now
I was just looking for the, because now that I've got the little add-on that gives me my coordinates, I was just looking for coordinates. So I completely missed every discussion about retard boy being a pet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I've been calling him that all day. And keep in mind, I have no problem with retarded people. He was acting like he made retarded people look
bad.
You know, Mensa level.
Yeah. As a person that does have a problem with retarded people,
stop right now.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
Go ahead.
I'm just seeing the hate mail coming in already.
At any rate, so That was actually once I figured out what to do that he was. It's so wrong that he's a pet. It's like, what is it? Am I going to put him on a leash?
Yeah, there's a lot of quests that are a little bit more obvious when you get that. Mm-hmm. You know, when it shows up, I think that's the least obvious that you know of a quest.
I did like riding the dragon and setting little things on fire. That was pretty cool.
I kind of like listening to her talk about what excites her in the game because it's a lot of stuff that I think for us, like, you know, crotchety end game people that have been doing this a while, you know, sitting there chain smoking as we level our alts.
You putting know, we it kind out of on our player's wrist.
I did this 5 years ago.
I remember when this quest was new. I hate it now. You know, we kind of just fly through this stuff. And so it's kind of neat hearing what kind of makes Dark Sakura stop and go, huh? Interesting.
I still wish that I'd been able to do the Tall Tales quest that Tiara showed me about, because that just looks like so much fun.
Where Tall Tales.
The dwarf, the gnome, and the, was it an orc?
It's the one in Badlands.
Yes.
I'm
going to punch him in the face.
Have you not done that?
No, I
you
missed
can
it.
Still, you can do it still.
Even if I'm higher level?
Yes. Yeah, just there's a little icon on your map where you click on it and you know where you're trying to find things like herbs or whatnot? It'll have little options.
I haven't done much of that.
Oh, okay, there's an option on that little icon that says lower level quests. You just highlight that, and you'll see all the older level quests show up on your map.
So maybe I'll do that. Yeah. Right now, what my plan is that since I'm probably not going to be able, I'm probably going to be 80 in the next, well, I got to be realistic. I've got school. So in the next 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm probably still not going to be able to afford Cataclysm then, so I was going to go back and level all of my, you know, extraneous crap or play my Death Knight.
I also find it interesting, you talked about you prefer kind of the single experience, which is interesting because Cataclysm really does cater to that in the
yes.
questing. They took out, like, all the group quests. They are all
I don't think
gone.
There are any
no.
except
group
for
quests.
Well, in Outlands and Northrend, they're still there because
yeah.
that's not part of the new
but
expansion.
But I've been able to solo those, some of them.
Yeah, yeah true.
Wow.
You can out-level it.
I was still basic, but the one my biggest thing that I found out what's good for a Draenei mage is using Mana Shield and Gift of the Naru in conjunction.
Mm-hmm.
So then they're bouncing off Mana Shield while, and I've got plenty of it. I've had no problem. So they're bouncing off that. You're not taking, and then while you're, you know, say you're still healing from damage while they're all bouncing off of
yeah.
you. So if all these things that I've taken down a couple of same level elites by myself.
Nice. Are you Frost Mage?
No.
Fire?
Arcane.
Oh, Arcane.
She's going
to
be chain-smoking her way on alts any day now.
They're supposed to be getting buffs, I believe, in the next patch. I don't know.
I really dig Arcane because I decided to go Arcane because I like Arcane Missile because I've been calling it Magic Missile in my head. I'm attacking the darkness.
one more question, and I was starting to go down this path of the solo content. You have gotten all the way to level 74. You haven't really run one dungeon at
no,
all.
No, I haven't.
In fact, you told me you accidentally went in some because you were like, oh, this quest is sending me here. Let me run in there. Ah, killer crab eating my face, you know. And
now this is dungeon, I abandon the task.
Gotcha.
Except for one I've left on there because I want to finish it. It's the whole thing that you're doing for the it started with the bud quest.
Oh, yeah.
The troll in the cage.
Yes, so there's a quest that takes you into
I figured I'd go ahead and do that one if I can get people to play with, because I still need to learn how to play with other people.
Yeah, you could probably get just a couple guildies like to go in and thrash.
This is kind of where I want to go with this, because this is interesting to me. Like, do you think you'd ever be interested in running dungeons?
Maybe later. I mean, right now I'm just enjoying it by myself because I don't have to put up with anyone else's crap. Yeah. I hate to put it that way.
But let me ask this question, full knowing probably what answer I'm going to get. Let's say you won the lottery, you're able to buy Cataclysm tomorrow, you get to level 85 and you finally decide, I want to start doing dungeons. So you go into a pug. The tank puts a moon over one of the monster's head. Would you know what to do?
Turn my butt at it?
That's my point.
Yeah.
We've got a problem, because then she'd get vote kicked.
Well, you
freaking
know what?
Mage can't
when you want to start to do dungeons, you have your guildies like help you out and tell you what
but also,
to
and I
do.
Get that. And, you know, obviously we're more than willing to hold her hand through some of these scary instances. And teacher had a sheep, which is what the, you know, moon means. But my point is, not everybody's fortunate to have these guilds, and you know, you're trying to attract all these new people who maybe haven't played WoW before. I don't know, there's just something about this is not totally a noob friendly game right
yeah.
now.
Well, you know what, I think that it's actually might be good to maybe queue into a couple of them right now, because Wrath dungeons are really easy, and they're you can just steamroll through them. I mean, really, they don't really require a lot of crowd control or anything like that. So it might be good to just kind of get your feet wet. And then when you get to 85, or when you start the grind to 85, you know, and you want to do some of those dungeons, just like, you know, hey, what should I do? You know, it's as a mage, I think that you probably will have the easiest job of all of the people, you know, because you're not going to have to keep the tank alive. The tank's not going to worry. You're not going to have to worry about, you know, popping cooldowns when you need to. You know, I mean, I think that you'll be fine. The only thing that you'll need to really worry about is sheeping. So,
now that I know what that moon thing is, then I guess I can do it.
Exactly. And
for some reason,
I just had to put polymorph on my hotkeys. And
yeah, for some reason it's a unwritten rule that moon is sheep, so whenever you see moon, it's, you know,
yeah, I don't you know associate it's moons with sheep.
Okay, going to our chat room, because the chatters were and again, we are taping live tonight at allgames.com, and it's a live episode of Horde House, and we're going to the chat room at chat.allgames.com, and some folks in there are answering the question that I just asked Dark Sakura. What do you do if you see this? And we see sheep it, and Ferrari says / dance with it, then break the hunter trap.
What?
Yeah, do not do that.
Okay,
basically just quick lesson, you know, just teaching Dark Soccer a little bit about the end game. The reason why you sheep one of the five monsters is because if the tank is taking all that damage, because the tank's job is to say
they
punch me in
eat
the
grass.
Face. Right. If you right, and you don't want all five of them attacking the tank at once because it's too much damage. But if you can sheep one and the hunter can freeze one, then that's only three people pounding. But if someone attacks your sheep or someone attacks that trap, it breaks it. And now that's another person.
Well, see, I know about mob control because, I mean, we did it in Star Trek Online.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, I don't mean to talk to you like you're a four-year-old, but there's probably
this is where you look at Robin, you say, Daddy, thank you, Daddy.
There might be people listening to the show who are new to WoW.
But we used to do the same thing for Ragnarok. That's why, you know, you'd have your big damage, you know, guys going after one thing. In Ragnarok, I actually played a blacksmith. I mean, a whitesmith, actually, when they go with their neck, when they brought out the new levels. And they're not really good for MVP hunting, which is what the big boss battles are. Mm-hmm. But I like to play sort of the in-betweens, the versatiles, the ones that can, because I had him built up where he could tank. Mm-hmm. You just take it and then teleport.
Nice.
And they're like, what? So, but I mean, that's the type of thing I like to do, is I like to kind of, you know, I like the whole concept of being one to polymorph, but also like being able to throw out the damage if I need to, you know.
Nice. Yeah, and if you like the more versatile like roles and everything, there's a few classes that have like the abilities to do, you know, multiple roles. So that's why I like playing a druid, because I mean, if I need to be more like a mage, I can be more like a mage. If I want to be, you know, more like a rogue, I can be like a rogue or a tank, you know, or whatever. So yeah. So what are you looking at?
Well, I'm going back to our chat and more people talking about crowd control. And Salacious Pop says, as a boomkin, I enjoy waiting for a pug to set up a ton of intricately placed, delicate crowd control on a trash pack, then it hits Starfall.
What's exactly pug?
Pickup group.
Okay.
And by the way, and it's really cute, if you successfully run like 100 heroics, no, it's like it boils down to like 25 heroics because it's 100 different people. Mm-hmm. If you pug with 100 different people, they actually send you a little pug pet in the mail.
Yeah.
That's cute.
And it's the cutest pet in the whole entire game.
And the letter actually says, yo, dog, I heard you like pugs, so here's a pug so you can pug
with. Cuter than the penguin, I'm telling you. It drags its butt on the ground.
Oh, booby.
Yes.
I still want a chicken.
But about crowd control, I mean, I personally, I mean, IRL, prefer 4 or 5 people pounding on each other. But I guess, you know, in game, they don't like you to do that. So, you know, be alert and don't break crowd control.
In real life, how exactly does one break crowd control?
Penetration.
You know what? Let's just talk about my week in Azeroth.
Mace.
Yay, me. I've had a busy week in Azeroth, actually. I played on your server for a little bit because I started a goblin.
Oh, how penetrating.
I got the goblin up to like level 8 or 9. I don't know. I'm on the island.
Nice.
And I got to do the Weed Whacker quest. That's the one I remember because it's
vaginal intercourse.
What is your problem?
I don't know. I guess I do. Shit. Fuck.
All right.
I don't know what to do about this. Shit. Fuck.
Stop it. All right. I can't say we don't earn that explicit
there's
tag.
Been
just
far,
having him here.
I remember certain things brought up on other shows that we shan't bring up tonight.
Oh. Going back to my goblin.
Yes, Rob, your
my
goblin.
My cute little goblin. I had so much fun in that starting area, and I was so pissed when they threw you to like a desert island. I was like, ugh. I went from like awesome like Grand Theft Auto-y quest to like Lords of the Lame Flies. Like, I didn't like the island stuff nearly as much as I like that whole little like getting in the car and going to the music. Like, the first 5 levels for Goblin are amazing. They were so much fun. But then you get to the island and you're like, I've done all this shit before. Now I'm going in the cave. Done
see,
that before.
I really liked it the whole way through, but I don't know. I just prefer the goblin starting area to the worgen. But do you think that female goblins wax their assholes?
And I thought it was bleach.
Or bleach their assholes.
Then I rolled a worgen warlock on Saturday because I have yet to really play a worgen since the beta. Mm-hmm. So I finally got to see like all the cutscenes and all that stuff.
Oh, nice.
And my worgen is now up to level 23.
Wow.
So I've been playing that a lot. And I got to say, it's funny because when I first played Vanilla WoW back in the day and decided I didn't like it at the time, I played a warlock and I didn't really have a lot of fun with it. Now, like, actually it's a lot of fun. Like, I love just dotting the shit out of things and just watching them die and having my little blueberry attack them. Wow. Now, Rice Princess says I'm an idiot for leveling this affliction, that I should be doing whatever demonology or whatever that is. But
well,
I'm
it's
like,
really how if you prefer. If you prefer it, you know what I mean? Like, I was having a blast as fire as a mage. Like, I'm told that, like, frost is the best damage, but I don't really enjoy it as much as fire because, like, all you do is just spam frostbolt.
Mm-hmm. Well, my secondary is fire. So.
Yeah, I like it. I think it's fun.
But the worgen starting area, it was all right. I liked it. I think it's pretty well done, especially for like lore nerds. I like some of the phasing they did, even though I totally broke it at one point and I had to put in a ticket. There's a quest where you're doing a stagecoach escape, and I tried to take a print screen of the stagecoach escape, and my game crashed. So I logged back in. I'm at the crash site. There's no NPC there to turn a quest into, even though there's a question mark on my map. I try to run back to where I got the quest. Everybody's phased out. I'm trapped in a phase where I can't do shit. So I had to put in a ticket, and they restored me back to the other phase.
Nice.
It was weird.
You could probably tell when a female worgen bleaches her asshole.
Stop.
I'm just saying, you know, just look for the white mark.
But I got to say, female worgen are kind of ghetto. Like, just their voice acting is kind of ridiculous, and their model is weird. The casting
is weird.
Don't they have that really gruff voice?
They do. They sound like this.
They sound like
the Chainsmoker.
Like Marge Simpson's sisters?
Yes, they do. They sound like Marge Simpson's sisters. It's a great...
They don't... what's so weird about them is that they have this like really cool like kind of gutter British accent, you know, outside of their worgen form, mm-hmm. The female, the human form that they have. And then when they get into the worgen form, they sound like that. It's like, oh, that's weird.
I ran into a couple of worgen NPCs.
So yeah. I like the first five levels of Goblin, or maybe it was six or seven, better than worgen. Mm-hmm. But then I liked the worgen experience better than what came after level seven on Goblin. So they kind of equal each other out, but they're both fun.
Yeah.
And there's some beautiful areas on the worgen side, just absolutely beautiful landscapes as you're going through there. Like some of that Tol Barad-looking stuff, but mm-hmm. it just looks
I
like
the little stagecoach thing.
Amazing.
That,
oh, yeah.
Where you're in the, yeah, that's
so
really cool.
Everybody who bought Cataclysm should try one of each. Do the first 10 levels.
Yeah, do both. I mean, they don't take that long.
Yeah, it really didn't take that. I mean, hello, it's been like 4 days and I already got to
like
level 22.
It's like the Death Knight starting experience. Have you done that, actually?
I just started a Death Knight, but I'm saving it because someone else wants to teach me how to tank.
Oh, gotcha.
And I'm waiting for him to catch up.
You're going to have to do the starting area probably by yourself anyway, which will take you up to like 60. So,
yeah, because it's all phased.
I made a Death Knight dwarf named Guinness Lady.
Nice.
Because they drink a lot.
And they probably prefer Guinness.
Yeah.
But on my main, just still rep grinding, trying to run heroics once in a while, watching our guild attendance drop rapidly. It's weird. Everybody. Well, you know, we have a couple people in foreign countries right now. Somebody's computer's broken. And some people are just like, you know, I like this more when it was face rolly, which isn't that weird to hear. Like, I kind of like the challenge. But I understand that not everybody wants to spend 3 hours doing a freaking heroic.
Yeah, but we've all been, it goes back to the whole, we've all been spoiled by
it. And I really don't want them to dumb it down. I really don't want them to do that. But it kind of, you know what maybe they need? I don't know, just throwing this out there. Maybe they need a raid that is kind of between regulars and heroics.
Mm-hmm.
Like a face rolly raid. Does that make sense?
Well, isn't that Argaloth?
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
Oh,
okay, well, you're going to have to explain that term to me.
Face rolly?
Face rolly means you just sit there and hit buttons. Like, it's no, you can do this thing with your eyes closed. It's no problem. Like, the way paladin healing used to be in Wrath of the Lich King. You would target somebody and go, flash a light, flash a light, flash a light, flash a light, flash a light. And that's all you did. But now, you do flash a light over and over again, you'll be out of mana in 20 heals. If that.
There was an add-on called Face Roll that would show you exactly which abilities to click at any given moment.
Mm.
And I used it on my hunter because I wasn't really, you know, like knowledgeable on all the hunter abilities. So it helped me like improve my DPS, you know, on fights. But yeah.
I know what that means.
now a lot of the specs are actually very random. Like, you know, if for instance, on my druid, you know, healing wise, if I do all my hots, I have a chance to trigger a clear casting state, so I can hit my big heal.
I get that at random.
Yeah, so it's nice.
Yeah,
some folks in chat are suggesting the same thing, that Baradin Hold is kind of that raid. So okay, excuse me, sorry, I haven't done that raid yet.
Maybe
so
what you're suggesting is that they have more than just one area, like, because there's only one boss really that's the in between.
Yeah,
maybe they could have more than that. You know,
yeah, or something. I don't know, something. But then again, we've also been having fun when we can get the people going back and doing old raids. Like Sunwell still had some challenges in it. There's mind control things in there that you've got to be prepared for. You'll still die. You can't just face roll it.
Right.
So
there's something that I've noticed, though, that for some of these things that are really long, I mean, it's fine when you're one person, but I can understand it with a group. And it's something, I don't know if there's anything like that, but one thing I hate to compare again to, but with Star Trek Online, when you can have a party of up to five people to go on big missions. Like, we did one called Infected, which was a big Borg mission. But, you know, I'm in the U.S. My friends were in the U.K., and one guy was in Hawaii. So it's like, it was getting to be close to midnight there. They had to go.
Mm-hmm.
But when you stop after hitting one checkpoint in your mission, as long as you get the same group together to go back and do it again, you can just pick up from where you left off.
Nice.
From your last point.
Mm-hmm.
And why can't they do something like that with, you know, with World of Warcraft? If, you know, they have, like, you hit a checkpoint and say that you've got, you know, someone has to log off to go walk the dog or something.
Well, you could say that with the lockouts, like, say there's, like, 10 bosses in a raid and you down the first two bosses,
mm-hmm.
then you your lockout for the week, because raids don't reset until Tuesday. Oh. And when you go back in the raid, those two bosses will already be dead.
Right.
So you kind of have that a little bit.
But see, like, I went back, because we were doing one of these missions in Star Trek Online, like, a couple months ago, and I was in school. I didn't get back to that mission in a month. Wow. But we went back and finished it.
You know what, though? They do have the ability in World of Warcraft to save your lockout. So maybe that's kind of their little gimmick there that helps.
Well, something like that, I think, makes it better, especially if you don't have the entire amount of time to dedicate to it. Because, I mean, especially with right now, I just started school this week. Mm-hmm. A lot of other schools have started, you know, so not everyone's going to have that much time.
Right.
I got to go to the chat room because there's a couple people there begging and pleading. Vic says, Rob, come to Winterhoof. We have cookies. And Ferrari says, or Rob, you could just transfer. I'll take you to a raid and I'll call you a shitbag if it makes you feel better. I can't transfer my main, you guys. My IRL friends are there and I would miss them terribly. I know. I'm sentimental. However, where do you think I rolled my goblin? Check the guild roster. There's a little level 8 goblin chamois that joined your guild, so it's there.
Yeah.
This is none of you were on. It was up late. And I do have my druid over there, which I really do want to level at some point.
Yeah.
So.
You should rename to Nancy Duid.
If I can get that name, I might.
Yeah.
I still want my worgen, so I can name it Volkswagen. I mean, someone already did, but I can spell it wrong. I tried to get Winchester today because I'm watching a lot of Supernatural, but I got Winchester.
Nice. My worgen on your server is Destrofer. I thought that was pretty
creative. How creative. Is that a warlock as well?
Yes.
Oh, how could I tell?
I don't know.
All right.
How you could tell.
So, yeah, that was my week in Azeroth. That's enough. We've been talking about our weeks in Azeroth for forever. Let's get to the news.
Okay.
Extrafer with the news.
All righty. So, the news this week... As soon as I get my handy dandy news generator up and running.
Well, I'll read some comments from chat. Ferrari is suggesting that I bring my friends too. I don't know who's in my guild. I don't bother with the little shitbags. You realize it would cost me $55 to transfer my holy pally over there. That's 30 for the faction change, right? 25 for the server change. I mean, it's a little ridiculous.
Yeah, don't do it.
No,
you already have an 80.
I know. I have an 80 druid. I just need to stop being lazy and level her up.
Even though she's
decked out in Naxx gear. Which used to be awesome, but back when I was playing her, and now it's like, oh, shit, I'm behind.
Yeah.
Like, this Hyjal gear is going to blow my mind.
All right, so on to the news. A couple things. There wasn't that much this week, actually, tell you the truth. There wasn't any big forum posts or anything by Ghostcrawler, as far as I know. They did do updates to the patch notes, but it's like minor things.
Plus, we don't know what's going to stick until it comes out,
exactly.
Which might be Tuesday.
There are a lot of things that they've reworked in raids, so that's nice. I guess one of the fights, the Nefarian fight, was bugged. There was a mechanic that was bugged, so they fixed that. So good for them. What the big news item today was that Paragon was the first guild to score the kill, the first Sinestra heroic kill. I don't know why they said Sinestra heroic, because
addicts.
There's no other version of it. But
sorry, I had to.
I know. What's interesting is that it took them like 5 days, apparently. I was reading their posts on their website, and they were theory crafting, you know, and all this stuff. And as soon as they encountered a bug in the whole encounter, Blizzard would hotfix it right then and there. Like, they would hotfix it within an hour, right when they're fighting the boss.
So do you think somebody at Blizzard would just sit in there watching on the computer?
I think so.
Tapping their fingers on the desk, chain smoking, you know?
Probably. I mean, I'm sure that they have people that know that these European guilds, you know, they always seem to be the ones to get the world first kills, that they're going to be doing this. So they're right there, and they're going to, you know, hot fix the encounters if they need to. And that's what they did. They said that it went from being a, you know, one type of encounter to a completely different because of all of the mechanics that you could exploit, I guess. There was the Death Knight ability, Dark Server, whatever that's called. I don't know.
Oh, yes, Dark Server.
Yeah, yeah. They can steal an opponent's ability.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, you could steal one of the boss's abilities and hit her for a billion damage. So they were, you know, they sent that in, and they hotfixed it within the hour. So I thought that was pretty cool. Another thing that I noticed that when they posted about this is that the I don't know who was the one who posted. I'm assuming maybe the raid leader. What he said was that this tier of rating is by far the hardest tier of rating in the game so far. So, I mean, we're talking not about just Cataclysm. We're talking about the entire game. So it's interesting to hear that.
More hardcore than 40 Man Nax.
That's what he said. Wow. I'm just the messenger. But it's really interesting, you know. It really makes sense. There are some people that replied to the post that I'm so disappointed that you got this down so fast, you know, whatever. But you got to understand that these people, you know, they live in this game, you know what I mean? And it's, you know, who cares if it's been less than 2 months since the game came out, you know? I don't think there's ever been a tier of rating that they haven't, you know, you haven't seen everything accomplished, you know, within the first month. So, or at least, you know, month and a half or so. So, you know, unless it's tiered, you know, unless it's reworked so you can't accomplish it in 2 months like the Lich King. But, anyways, I just thought that was interesting. The other news item, is there anything that people have to comment? You're smirking at the computer.
Because they're being vile in the chat room, and Ferrari is like, I'm convinced that guilds like Paragon just blow Ghostcrawler, and Salacious Pop's like, I wouldn't blow Ghostcrawler for raid exclusives and hotfixes. Chris Metzen, maybe. You guys need help. You're all perverts.
I wouldn't do Chris Metzen. I think it's the first name thing.
This is really not.
It's like doing myself.
This is not,
you know,
where I want this podcast to be right now. This is,
I don't know. Maybe I would
place.
Have sex with myself.
Rob, close your eyes and imagine yourself in your happy place.
I'm on Space Mountain.
I'm gonna go kiss the mirror later. So
right, you do that.
Anyway, the next thing on my listy of news items, there's something that you pointed out, and I looked at later on today, which was that in the next patch you'll be able to spend justice points for certain items from the justice point vendor, including hypnotic dust, greater celestial essence, heavenly shards, savage leather, ember silk cloth, and elementium ore.
Did you say Justice League?
Justice points.
Oh, I thought you said Justice League.
Points are what you get every time you kill a boss in a heroic.
And you can spend it on items and apparently apparently gathering items,
so
too.
That way if the loot you want doesn't drop, it's like the concession prize you get, and you can go trade in tickets at the counter for the prize you really want.
Oh, here, have some sixlets and a Chinese finger trap.
You got it.
The interesting thing is that some of these have interesting costs to them. The hypnotic dust is 200 points. Greater celestial essence is 800. Heavenly shards, 1200. Savage leather for five of them is 750. For some reason, 20 ember silk cloth, which drops from every mob. I think that you're dumb if you spend 2500 points on that.
Wait a minute. Doesn't like a chest piece cost 2,200 justice?
Seriously,
points?
I mean, that's just retarded.
Wow.
And you know what's so funny is that's the second highest cost item on this list.
Okay.
The third highest cost is the elementium ore. I don't know much about gathering for mining or whatever, but maybe that's good. It's 2,000.
There's a lot of people doing it right now, but in Tol'Barad, it's pretty easy if your faction's in control.
Gotcha. The last item, actually, I didn't mention is a satchel of freshly picked herbs, which is 20 random Cataclysm herbs. So that's really nice. If it didn't cost 3,000 points,
maybe. You know what, though? This should be for people that are desperate.
Yeah.
Because I'm worried about the economy getting really fucked if they put these prices too low. You know what I mean?
Well, I just wouldn't ever spend that much points unless I'm, you know, don't need the points for anything. I'm working on points to get my last heirloom weapon, right? And I am not going to shell out 3,000 points for 20 herbs that I'm not even sure. They could be cinder blooms, you know, for all I know. So that's just not worth it to me.
So if people are going to take this seriously, I think the prices are going to have to be adjusted quite a bit. But I don't know. I mean, if people are desperate at the same time, who knows? Anything's possible.
Yeah, exactly.
So we'll see.
That's it for the news.
Yay, the news. All right. You want to get to some emails?
That's it for the news. And now you're going to emails.
I really
email,
don't ever
email,
want there
email.
To be a musical episode of this show. All right.
Jamie's for the musical episode of the show.
I am. I love music. Not really. I don't like musicals.
Thank you. All right.
But I like the musical episode of Buffy.
Going to emails. We have 7 emails tonight, and they're all long. And I'm going to read every single one because they're all
God.
Great. You ready? Here we go.
Better you than me. Ha ha.
Hugs, Horty Houses. It's Bochi Kawa, one of the 10,000 OLR listeners. Wake up. I decided to catch up on Horde House after I fell off the wagon. After 7 months clean, I loaded up WoW again. That makes 11 months I haven't played out of the entire time WoW existed, including part of beta. However, it's not what you're thinking. After talking with an IRL friend that is quitting, I think the fourth time he's quit altogether, because of being unsatisfied with Kata, him and I were reminiscing about the old days, and how much work you used to have to put into a character, how much fun we had, how things actually felt earned instead of mounds of gear plus levels handed to you. I decided I wanted to play vanilla, so I searched around, did a bit of snooping around, looking and researching till I was satisfied with an answer. I joined a private server. Now, before you think he's cheating the system or, oh, that's a lame excuse, remember, I can't play the game I fell in love with. Vanilla WoW does not exist in retail. Even rolling a lobby and doing some of those early quests is a completely different experience than it used to be. Talents are different. Professions are different. Hell, don't you guys get mounts at 20 and for 10 gold? Not to mention WoW will never go back to 40-man raids, which is an amazing experience that gave you a huge sense of accomplishment when you finally got a boss down. I still have great love for WoW, and maybe one day I'll be enticed to go back to retail. Maybe one day I'll be able to stand the noobs enough. Maybe WoW will have a hard code mode like I thirst for. Till then, there are some good private servers out there. Private servers that have bugs, foreign players, and beggars. Guess what? So does retail. Bochi Kawa.
Ooh, stick it to the man.
It's
I guess that's an interesting way of looking at things.
On one hand, I don't get the whole longing for the old when
punishing
this new
game.
Stuff is really slick, but at the same time, I really like retro video games.
Right.
One of my favorite video games to this day is The Guardian Legend, a Nintendo 8-bit game. You know what I mean? They haven't made a game like that ever.
Mm-hmm.
So I can get that whole like longing for something, but I don't know. It's just, it seems so extreme to go to the whole private server, and it just seemed tough to actually get the 40 people on a private server together to do what you want to
right.
do. But this does also beg the question, why has Blizzard never had the historical servers? You know, and people have kind of begged Blizzard to do this for some time. Why isn't there a vanilla server? Why isn't there Crusade server, a Wrath server?
So I think people can that play their reasoning for
time.
That is that then they would only be satisfying like a really, really small percentage of the player base. I mean, let's get it straight. They move forward because of things like what Jamie said earlier, where she didn't like the way the questing was. You know, they improve it. They make the quests more dynamic. You know, they give you an option to get on vehicles or whatnot and do stuff that's fun. You know, they're satisfying a much higher percentage of their player base by doing that and reworking things than they are if they were to cater to these, you know, 1% of these people. Sorry about the emailer, you know, but stay on your private server. I mean, nothing's keeping you from leaving that, you know, and if you don't want to play the retail copy, it's not hurting any of us.
Some comments from our chat on this email. Ferrari says, let's be real about vanilla. Let's be rural. It was unpolished.
Yes.
Flacco Jones said, yeah, it was so grindy. But I apologize if I'm pronouncing this wrong. Linaya Rawl says, I loved vanilla WoW.
I think that it's a very subjective thing. I mean, I personally liked Vanilla WoW because it was, you know, I played a lot of it and I played through all those quests and I did a very light rating. You know, it wasn't anything to, you know, gloat about or anything, but I did like it. I enjoyed it for what it is. I like it better now. I mean, that's just the way it is.
And some things are also, you know, and not saying that the emailer is doing this in this case, but some things are always better through those rose-colored glasses, you know? Like, mm-hmm. even though I mentioned The Guardian Legend was, like, an awesome game from my childhood, there's other retro games I've kind of gone back and played, and I was like, why did I like this game? Like, really? I spent mm-hmm. how many hours on this one? Like, Friday the 13th.
Oh, that game was awful.
I loved it growing up.
Yeah, but it's
and
so bad.
It used
bad.
To scare the hell out of me. Jeez. When you like go around the corner and then Jason's there. Bam, bam, bam.
I could just
and then
see
you
little
really
Rob.
Go the right direction
and
anyway.
I would scream like a girl and hide under the bed.
I believe
scary.
It.
I know.
You scream like a girl now.
No, I don't.
Oh, my God.
Oh, come on. I've been on rides with you.
Do you have to tell all the listeners about this?
I didn't go into detail.
All right, more emails. We get to an email from, and I really apologize if I'm mispronouncing this, Linaya from Trollbane sends us this email. I've heard lots of podcasts, and this one is really entertaining. I laugh out loud and get a few weird looks. Anyway, I play a level 74 human pally. Hey, here's somebody in your boat, Dark Sakura. I've played all classes to 45 at least, and I love my pally. Now, I know this wasn't a topic, but guild drama. Got any? I did. I was in a dick-filled guild, and I'm not going to name it because I don't want to start drama on this show. We'll just say, we'll call the dick-filled guild Dick Bags, all right? So Dick Bags was the guild she was
That's
in
so creative, Rob.
Yes. I learned how to PvP-ish and used the dungeon finder from them. It was a great guild. I leveled in from 12 to 68. Of course, all things go bad. The GM wasn't happy that we aren't used to all the raids yet. Kata just came out. How could we? After QQing, he left, and he had left his alt in control. People started leaving, and my friends and I tried to save the guild. We offered to pay him 50,000 gold for the guild after he had robbed the bank and items. He declined and called us boobs. Not noobs, boobs. Is that really the most creative thing? Because I'll tell you, just have Extifer get on him. Extifer's got Tourette's. He'll come up with lots of things to call him. Anyway, it was all...
Fuck!
It was a level 6 guild, so I guess he wanted to keep it. We all thought it was selfish. What about y'all? Were we wrong? I think it is kind of a dick thing to like be all like, this is my guild, and I'm going to leave it, and I'm going to take all my shit because it's my guild. I think, you know, you should have the decency for the people who are enjoying the guild to turn it over to someone else.
Yeah.
I believe the guild I am in now was in that type of circumstance, where the gentleman who started the guild is not the one that's running it now. The one who's running the guild stopped playing WoW. And so he said, you know what? I'm stopping playing WoW. I'm going to turn this over to someone who does play a lot of WoW.
Mm-hmm.
And it's worked out fine.
Nice.
So, you know, I don't know. So anyhow.
Yeah, I think that's good. I mean, I don't know. I don't like it because guilds don't just disband and get deleted in a day. You know what I mean? There are people in guilds that like to carry it on, mm-hmm. you know, so.
Why is Flacco Jones saying, Extifer, do your impression of Rob's laugh?
Oh, have you not been present when I've done that?
I don't think I have. Can I hear my impersonation?
You totally have. Come
on. I'd like to hear
it. You lived
with
me for like 2 years.
Can I hear refresh?
That's really good.
You make it sound like I'm the Joker from, and I'm not talking Heath Ledger joke. No, I'm like the Riddler. I'm Frank Gorshin Riddler from like the 60s. Batman.
You've heard me do that. Come right. on.
Anyhow. Moving on with the email. So now she has a new guild, and it's called Not Dick Bags, we'll say. So far, no drama. Anywho, I forgot the last topic, but I wanted to know if I was the only one who thought Rep Pally's leveling 1 to 60 are quite overpowered. My Word of Glory can heal me for about 11,000 with one holy power. I'm not complaining or anything, haha. I can take down elites 3 levels higher. I remember I soloed Hogger. Ah, those were the days. Now you have to go to stockades to actually kill him. I don't know where I'm going with this, so I will stop while I'm ahead. Again, love this podcast and the music in the beginning. Being from Texas, the music is awesome. Thanks for reading this long-ass email. Keep it up, and for the Alliance! Yay, an Alliance email.
Boo.
Yay.
I love you, but boo.
There's some PSs to this. I'm going to read one of them. Who dislikes Garrosh? Me. And for the Forsaken need to be kicked out of the Horde, or at least kick the whore Sylvanas. I am allowed to say this. I played Horde since Vanilla WoW, although on private servers. What is there's a shitload of you that are playing on private servers.
I
didn't realize this was like the podcast that catered to private server players. Maybe we're not afraid to say it. There's private servers out there. It's
the only
we
private server I want to play on is for PSO.
Anyhow, moving on. By the way, if you do level as a Worgen, Sylvanas, she's pretty rude, just so you know.
Oh, okay.
Email from Huge Brain. Greetings, Extra Rob Jones. I had a chance to go back and listen to the pilot this AM. Good stuff. Now I know you're lying. Love to see where the in-game stuff takes the show. I'd be happy to have the show visit my guild on Kargath sometimes. Anyhow, on to the topic of the week. I'd love to see a guild achievement for faction rating. Remember, our topic last week was about what achievement do you want to see in WoW? Or what achievement was Cataclysm missing? I'd love to see a guild achievement for faction rating. I'm not partial to either side and used to raid over on Argentan Alliance as a feral night elf. Before that, I raided on Darkspear Horde as a Tauren Huntard. While I did see the Black Warbear mount come as a neat bonus for killing the faction leaders, the new leader structure seems to be much more interesting and fortified. Phasing and reputation would be an issue that Blizz would have to work around, but I think it would be really neat to do it as a guild instead of joining a half-lobby, half-85 PvP pug raid to kill the faction leaders and eventually wipe and break apart when you got 3 out of 4. As far as a reward, I can see this as a cool place to implement a unique title like Faction Slayer and a mount like the Zulian Tiger or possibly the Amani Warbear again. All right, I don't want to be known as huge email brain forever, so I'll cut my brain off here. Keep up the great work.
I thank you, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, I had a train of thought and I'm looking at my phone. Never mind.
Did it derail?
Yeah, I've derailed.
I will take that phone away. I will take
it away from you.
Right.
You don't touch my phone, bitch.
All right. What do you think? Should there be a title for faction killing now as opposed to in Cataclysm? Especially with a guild PvP Slayer achievement.
I think that, you know, I wonder how faction leader killing is now in Cataclysm. Is it hard? Because I know Garrosh might be a bitch.
I haven't done it yet.
Huh.
But the nice thing is I have credit for him because I killed Thrall.
Yeah. I mean, I have credit for everybody, including Ironforge.
I think it would be fun to kind of do a guild achievement for that. Just, you know, to give PvP guilds something else to put a feather in their cap.
I think that would be cool. Yeah.
I don't see why not.
And there should be a title for that.
All right. Moving on to another email. Sola, the ready 85 rep pally from Rivendare. Oh, he signs it David R., so I can say David R. David R. says, "Hey, guys, I'm really enjoying the show. I have a couple questions. I'm sorry. I have a couple comments, an idea, and a question. Comment one, Rob, as a casual WoW player, I appreciate your awareness that not everybody raids every night and may not be at endgame content yet. Thank you for having the casual players back." You got it. Although, I'm kind of what you call hardcore casual.
I'm sorry.
I play a lot
Dark
of WoW.
Sakura is showing me half-naked men on her computer. So,
well, because we're talking endgame, and she's like, "I don't care. I don't understand." Nerd.
I'm listening. It's just there's still stuff that I don't get, so I'm kind of absorbing and staring at.
I'll DP that guy.
Stop.
For the record, I'm looking at pictures of Jared Padalecki without a shirt.
Can I move on?
Awesome.
You guys have DPS nothing. You're not even paying attention to the email.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, you know what? Go ahead. I love you, emailer. Go ahead your email.
Heart.
Say thank you for having the casual players back, and I said you're welcome.
Aw.
Even though I'm pretty hardcore when it comes to, like, I don't know. I play a lot of WoW. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Anyway. Comment 2. In show number 10, you guys are talking about eliminating DPS as a qualifier for a good player, and I think that's a great idea. I've been playing a Blood Elf Ret Pally since BC. I always thought that as a Ret Pally, I'm more of a support position. My main concern is that we don't wipe. I have no problem taking a step back and throwing down some heals if damage starts to get heavy. None of this shows up on the DPS meters, so thanks for bringing that up. Again, you're welcome. That was me.
Awesome.
Idea. With all the new areas opened up and or changed, I would be interested in hearing about a spotlighted zone each week. Not necessarily in regards to lore, but just describing the area, what mobs are there, recommended level, interesting quests, points of interest, and so forth. Although this might require some research, so I imagine Extifer wouldn't have time for this with his 8-night-a-week rating schedule. Mm. So it may just be a Rob-only segment. I like this idea. So we're going to say Oldham is the zone of the week, and you get tons and tons of cutscenes, and it's like Indiana Jones, but for real.
Where's that?
It's level 83.
Oh, speaking of Indiana Jones, I found Harrison Jones.
Good yes, times. And you'll see more of him later.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Crap. I left him in the cage.
He's a reoccurring character in Oldham, which is the zone he's talking about. It's actually, you know what? I curse you.
Stop. Question. I just hit 85. As a raider, what is the quickest and best way to become geared for heroics?
Run normal dungeons and collect justice points to get more gear.
If you're okay with pugging normal groups, which really isn't so bad, a lot of them are very face roll, as we've said before, right now, then do that. Otherwise, I think the one thing people are really overlooking, quest rewards and rep rewards. You can get a lot just from rep rewards.
Yeah.
And crafting. I have 3 purples right now. I haven't set foot in a raid.
Right.
I got 1 from Earthen Ring, 1 from Ramkahan, and 1 from crafting. And so you don't have to go to heroics to get purples. Mm-hmm. it's just a bitch. I spent 4,900 gold on that shield because I actually didn't make it. I was lazy. But I had all this gold from doing dailies every day that I was like, fuck it. I'm going to buy the shield and then I don't have to work for it.
Very nice.
But I did work doing all those dailies. So I don't think there's anything wrong with trying to find other creative solutions around.
Yeah, there's definitely other ways you can go about getting your gear other than just running dungeons. Like you said, there's archaeology. There's that trinket, you know, that's really nice. There's a sword from archaeology that's really nice. You know, there's some staves, I guess, is what you would say. I think that, you know, whether it be crafting or professions like archaeology or going in rep grinding, I think that it's your set.
Yeah, so you have other options than just dungeons if you're like, if you are kind of scared to pug, and I don't mean that in a punitive way, but like Dark Sakura, she's kind of like, pugs make me a little nervous right now. That's okay. You can quest your way to like revered with Hyjal easily, and you can do dailies and things. It's not hard.
I've been getting all of my status stuff by just, you know, finding the little special, like right now I'm, like I said, I like the Explorers League, so I'm finding all their stuff and doing it and then trying to go back and do things associated with like some of the major cities.
Mm-hmm. And there'll be daily quests too that'll open up that you can do over and over again.
But let me ask this. I also want to throw this out there too. And the emailer didn't say he was afraid of pugs. I'm just saying, you know, well, that's the obvious answer. There's other answers too. Mm-hmm. But something to think about, if you aren't willing to do the regular dungeons and pug, then gearing for heroics probably shouldn't be your goal, because heroics are going to be way worse.
Yes.
And raids, if you don't have the right guild, are going to be a nightmare.
Yeah. I mean, the only puggable fight right now, raiding-wise, is Baradin Hold. And that's actually, it's really straightforward, and I think, you know, it's a good introductory raid, I would say, if you're interested in eventually getting into raiding. And there are pugs that go in there. So
let me throw this question out there, and this is just to everybody in general, especially you, Dark Soccer, being new to WoW. If you don't know, like, what should I do now that I'm 85? Do what's fun.
Exactly.
Try everything once. Do what's fun. If you don't like running dungeons, you can quest. You can do dailies. You can roll alts.
PvP.
PvP, horribly underlooked. Because a lot of people are kind of scared of that whole people are going to kick my ass thing.
But
yes,
you know what's so cool?
People are going to kick your ass. But it's like 10 or 15 versus 15. It's a kind of a group environment. For everybody that sucks, there's people that are really good at it, and you only get better as you learn.
I just hate the so-and-so challenges you to a duel right in the middle of a freaking quest.
Move on. You're not obligated
That's
to doing
retarded.
That shit.
Like the PvP battlegrounds, I think
like the arenas?
And battlegrounds and everything. Like, I think those are really cool now because we have such, at level 85, you have such high health and you don't get one shot, you know, nearly as much as you did before. Like in Wrath, you were one shot, you know, a lot of the times, or you were two shot, you know, it was just like kind of crazy. But now I think it's a lot more improved.
So I think I got really tangenty and away from what David was actually asking in his email. So I apologize for that, but there you go. Unsolicited advice. So.
Thank you, Dabby.
You're welcome. Moving on. We have to do an email from Flacco Jones. We have chats, we have tweets, now we have emails.
Yes.
Hello, Horde House. This week I was lucky enough to win a free authenticator from the Blizzard Customer Service Twitter account. Well,
very nice.
I was always very much against having to pay money, even if it's not that expensive, to enter another password. Oh, I was so with you. I was so with you, Flacco, until I got hacked. Oh, plus the phone authenticator is free. And you guys gave me one from
BlizzCon.
BlizzCon.
Mm-hmm.
And then the phone one ended up being free, and that was good because the other one broke. The little keychain part broke right around that time.
I've got the phone one too.
Completely understand what he's saying. Shouldn't have to pay money for it. Yeah. Although there's not only the phone one now, there's the call. There's the dial authenticator or whatever, that 800 number.
Isn't there actually a PC one or no?
No.
I don't think so.
Anyhow. I was also afraid of what would happen if the authenticator broke. Of course, I was eventually hacked just a few months ago, ironically enough, downloading the Final Fantasy XIV beta via torrent downloader because the in-game downloader was so slow. I actually found the process of getting my account back very easy, though I wasn't playing too much at the time, so I didn't really care that I was broken gearless for a day or two. My question to you is, if you have been hacked, how did you find the recovery process? And if not, are you worried about it someday happening to you? Or if you own an authenticator, do you have any worries about the lifespan of those and what to do if they have issues?
I've heard that the lifespan is like 3 or 4 years. So,
Getting hacked caused me to stop playing WoW for a while. It was kind of the straw that broke the camel's back. I mean, I was kind of already kind of unhappy where I was going in WoW and with just kind of everybody going these different directions. And then when I got hacked, like, I logged on to make character, and I'm one of those people, like, I don't want to call myself a hoarder, but if you go to my desk at work, I've got stacks of papers everywhere. But if you ask me where a particular document is, I'm like, it's right here.
When the You're hacker, so a hoarder.
When the hacker came into my account, they rearranged everything and sold stuff. And granted, they were Blizzard was good about getting it all back, but it just it didn't feel the same. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, this, and I don't mean
You'd
to sound
been violated.
Over, I don't mean to sound overdramatic, but my character had been violated,
yeah.
And I couldn't. I just can't look at you the same way anymore after that, you know?
It really
is
true.
It's a time of personal investment.
You really did, like, just leave completely, and then when you came back, it was like, I think you've played on that character, like, 3 times
yeah.
since.
And every time I log in, I'm like, I don't know where stuff is with her anymore. Like, I can't... Now that there's a new expansion, I'm like, okay, I can
at least
sell...
You can, yeah.
I can kind of start over. I can sell everything with an item level 250 or lower and
right.
just kind of start over, you know? But... It's weird. I can't explain it. Getting hacked really ruined WoW for me in some regards.
Maybe you need to do something with that character that makes them kind of new and more.
Time to go to the stylist.
Yes, time to go to get your race change on. Become a troll.
I don't want to be a troll. I love
Already
my Tauren
troll.
Tauren females are fun. You're a troll. All right. Anyhow, let's
see.
You
need to become one if you're already one.
Bonus question for your guest now that I know that Dark Sakura will be on the show because we're plugging you on Twitter. Are you scared of the evil WoW hackers?
No.
She's Why? Like, bring them on, bitches.
I've got my authenticator now.
So you're armed and ready.
Yeah.
Yes. She has an iPhone, so she's just like, oh, download
I had an I actually had the authenticator app downloaded before I even, you know, thought about playing again because I wanted to, I was like, well, even if I'm not going to play, I don't want anyone else to play on my account.
Just word of warning to you.
I wrote
to
down
everybody,
the serial.
Yes, write the serial number down because if the app crashes, deletes itself somehow, this happened to me. And it's, I think it's like on episode 2 or 3 of this very podcast, I talked mm-hmm. about this. If the thing just suddenly deletes itself and resets with a new serial number, I don't know how it happened, a bad sync with my computer or something, when you call Blizzard support, if you don't have that serial number, you're going to have to, like, give blood to get your account back so that they don't think
Jeez.
You're a hacker. It's going to be a pain in the booty.
See, I've never been hacked, so
knock on wood.
Go me. And I use a BlizzCon one.
I'm pretty sure the way I got hacked was playing on my ex's computer because he was so stupid. And, like, I'm sure he had.
Look at my Reign of Fire. Look.
He was a warlock who thought he could tank.
Yes.
When he got his demon, what is it? I'm going to get demon form so I can tank soon.
Yeah. Ugh. I got so much armor.
It's not hard to figure out, honey. All right. Anyhow. Flacco Jones continues, thanks for all the great shows. Don't know if I'll be listening to it live this week because of real life and all, but I'm sure it'll be another great show. Please post it on the podcast quickly if you can. I don't know what I'll do if I don't have my Horde House Friday morning at work /crywalk. It's going to be okay. It'll be up. Don't
Isn't
worry.
Isn't he in chat?
Yeah, I know he is.
Oh, okay.
Of course.
Hi.
All right.
Hola.
Going to get to a quick email from Pikaruno here. Hey, guys, really disappointed I couldn't listen on this week's live show, but time zones are time zones, and 3 in the morning on a weekday is still well past my bedtime. Before I move on to the topic of the week, I should mention that I finally got to Oldham, and yeah, it's the missing Indiana Jones movie we were all waiting for. The huge amount of cutscenes add to the filmic atmosphere, as does the music, which plays dungeons during cutaways. I love it. Can't wait to hit 85 and start running dungeons and stuff. You know what makes...
Good for you.
You know what makes Oldham better than the last Indiana Jones movie?
What?
No skulls.
No Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Is that how you pronounce his name?
I don't know.
Shia LaBeouf.
Transformers
I already say
boy.
Shia LaDouche. Because he just
Transformers
doesn't
boy.
Doesn't he just look like a douche? He's got that douchey look.
He
to
does.
Him.
He's very douchey.
Yeah,
when I look at him,
sword.
I just want to punch him in the face.
You didn't even say what I said. Catch what I said. All right. one thing I will say about the cutscenes, though. I can't imagine RPers being very happy with them. Blizzard are making your character do things you might not necessarily have chosen to do, and in a role-playing game, that's kind of a faux pas. I know my character would never slash cower in front of 2 dragons and a firing squad. That's actually a neat point. Yeah. That's something I never thought about, because I don't really role-play heavy in this game.
Yeah, me
but, I mean, but looking at it from that perspective...
I only role play when I cyber, and I only do it with goblins.
Ugh.
Only, wait, only, I'm sorry, I have to correct myself. Only circumcised goblins with bleached tassels.
But on to the topic of the week, missing achievements. A lot of the achievements this time around seem a bit weird, but that's only natural since they were introduced at the start of Lich King. Okay, very end of Burning Crusade, but whatever.
Crusade.
Many of the achievements weren't made with future expansions in mind. For example, the final cooking achievement, the one that grants the title, requires none of the Cataclysm ones. That's fine, you've got to have some finite goals for people to aim for, and just simply making more eat X foods or catch X fish isn't going to cut it. They were just not that fun to begin with. The questing achievements are the ones that interest me the most, like complete this daily without getting hit, etc., and they seem to be plentiful, so no complaints from me. Hope everyone had fun making and listening to the live show. Look forward to catching you on the podcast. Picaruno.
Too bad you weren't here, but it's like 3 or 4 a.m.
It is. Interesting point, though. Were the achievements too pigeonholed for Wrath of the Lich King, where now it's kind of tough to, you know, especially as we get 2-3 expansions out years down the line? Wouldn't the achievements really have to be overhauled?
I don't know. I think that every tier can have its own achievements.
It's also not out of the question that they can change stuff, because they kind of did change some things. But it is a little weird that the cooking meta still requires you to do, like, all the Dalaran stuff, you know, and stuff that's kind of, you don't want to go back and do, but it's an achievement.
Yep. And you know, that's one of the big things with Cataclysm is that they didn't have, we went through this like a couple weeks ago, I think, but they don't have a lot of Cataclysm updated achievements from those, you know, achievements. They're all still the same, you know, that they were before the expansion. So it makes it kind of tedious if you want to get those, you know, achievements. So
there's only one set of achievements that I really care about.
What?
Exploration.
It's easy, yes. And it's fun, and you get a little tabard and
a title.
Yeah,
that's what I do basically. Well, it's like I was saying before the show. If ever I just decide I do not want to run back to my body, I'll just resurrect there and then go fly around.
Or you could do the lore master achievement too, which is getting a certain amount of quests.
Beating
every
single freaking quest
in the
game. I
did that for Dragonblight.
That's a huge achievement.
You totally should.
I got the what was it, Master in Dragonblight, mm-hmm. whatever that was. I got that.
Yeah, that's part of it. Yeah. And so if you keep doing that in every single zone, it, like I said earlier, you can get all the lower level quests and finish all those out. You'll get a title, Lore Master, and you'll get a Tabard too with that, I believe.
Yeah. Lore Master is a very treasured, coveted, like when I see somebody with the lore master title, I kind of go, wow,
yes,
that guy has invested in that character.
My sister has it, and
wow,
there's also an achievement called the insane, which is like
when I see that, I'm just like, you are insane.
Yeah, we have what Gildy
that one who's done everything.
No, it's a faction rep grind achievement. You have to rep grind with the, I think it's like 3 or 4 hardest rep grinds there are in the game.
It's like purposefully doing the most mundane shit in the game.
We have a guy in our guild that has it.
I just get bored and move on.
Like, yeah. Don't you have to be exalted with both, at one point or another, be both exalted with Aldor and Scryer to get that achievement?
I don't know. I haven't really looked at it, actually, to tell you the truth. But
Aldor and Scryer, if you haven't seen them yet, because they're in Shatra, but you might have just flown right by them while you were leveling. Aldor and Scryer were Burning Crusade factions, and as you gained rep with Aldor, you would lose rep with Scryer. And as you gain rep with Scryer, you would lose rep with Aldor. You could gain the rep back by doing one quest over and over and over again, but it would take you forever.
And you have to
this achievement requires you to go all the way to one extreme and then all the way back to the other extreme. That
crazy.
Takes work.
That sounds like a waste of time.
Yeah.
You have to do what's fun for you.
Exactly.
And if mundane shit is fun for you, props to you. You know what I'm saying?
I'm telling you right now, the only thing that kept me in Dragonblight as long as I was that stupid cinematic. Because I think you were online when I was complaining about, is this it? I've got to do what? Is this it? I've got to do what? I was like, where's the damn cinematic? And I even had people helping me do, you know, 3-plus person quests, although I had just like one level 85 person helping me with those quests.
Mm-hmm.
So I could try to get that one stupid cinematic. And granted, it was epic, but
yeah, it's really cool. But yeah, there's not like you can't tell which part of the chain you're in, you know, which I don't like. But
I'm being corrected. It is Salacious Pop saying, no, you don't have to do the Aldor Scryer Aldor Schreier thing, but you do have to do, like, Ferrari is jumping in going, like, Ravenholt, Chandralar, Steamwoodell, like, all these factions you don't freaking see. Like, do you even know who, like, this Steamwoodell cartel is?
Steam.
Is that what it is?
Oh, aren't they the ones
Steam Weedle,
that
Steam Weedle? Steam, I don't even know how to freaking pronounce
Steam
it.
Weedle. Actually, they're the ones that hang out on the boat with it's a gnome and a goblin boat. It's a, like a joint thing, and they
it's a there's Booty Bay.
I just got told. I just got told.
Yeah, it was actually right before
I didn't even know who they are.
It was one of the last things that I did right before I got to whatever that valley is with all the dinosaurs. I called it the Land of the Lost.
Oh, right. You were in Tenaris. It's zone right before Un'Goro.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. X-Link linked it to me on Wowhead. Thank you. Mm-hmm. You got to be honored with Blood-Sailed Buccaneers, exalted with Booty Bay, Gadget Stand, Everlook, Ratchet, Ravenholt, and Dark Moon Fair. Fuck Dark Moon Fair.
Oh, God.
Dude, I'm loathed with the pirates. They hate me.
Yeah.
Because I killed a bunch of them.
And that's the whole thing. You've got to grind your way up to honored with the pirates, and which is going to get you like into the negative with the goblins. And then you have to, and this is the pre-cataclysm goblins, so it's a little weird. Then you got to go back and get exalted with the goblins. So it's crazy.
Crazy. Crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy stuffs.
All right. Anyhow, let's go to next email. Just a couple quick ones, guys. Dan Shadow writes us and says, "Hey, guys, listening live while at work, liking the time slot." I forgot to say this at the beginning. This is only, like, this live show is, like, a one-time dealy thing. Extrovert and I, our schedules are not consistent enough where we can commit to all games doing, like, a regular thing. Maybe in the future, IDK.
Yeah.
But for right now, this is a one-time thing. Like, I can already tell you next week, I'm not even going to be in town on Thursday. So we're going to be doing the show early or late. I don't know. So until we can get consistency, we can't commit to doing a live
thing. You guys are always welcome at my house.
Oh, you're sweet. Thank you.
This is fun. I like doing live.
Live radio is fun, isn't
you
it?
You know, and I think the quality of our voices is way better than on Skype.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Although the volume still probably could be adjusted, but that's okay. We'll get the hate mail on that later. All right. Bacon Strips is 77 now. I'm almost there. By the way, can you tell Jamie I'll need her comic picks for this week podcast? Okay, thanks. Bye.
Oh. Yes.
Oh, sure. As her secretary, I will relay that message while I'm live doing a different show.
Dude, you've
show.
Got my email address.
Dark Sakura, I've got a memo from Dan Shadow for one of your other projects, and apparently you're not returning his calls.
He hasn't emailed me. I said everything before Saturday.
Oh, my God. Drums.
Ugh.
Drama.
I don't even know what it is we were supposed to read this week, like for our group pick.
All right.
So whatever.
Well. You better take it offline.
I know.
All right.
Did you just say take it off?
Offline.
Oh.
For the record, I do another podcast with Tiara and Dan Shadow called Comic Insanity.
And it's insane, yo.
It's already been plugged on this show.
I was just saying.
It ties into what we were talking about. Insane.
Comic Insanity.
Insane.
Oh, I like to see what you did there. It's a good show. Oh, Orange Lounge Radio, also the show. If you like general gaming stuff, you want to talk Xbox and 360. That makes a lot of sense. Xbox and PlayStation.
I'm going to talk about the newest
And also, there's Extafer's Cock Worship Show.
Really? When does that start?
Tuesday nights at 10. Yeah. it's cock all the time, on time.
All right.
On demand.
Last
coming.
Email. Last email from Salacious Pop. This is a follow-up to an email from last week.
Okay.
Coco Peru has a WoW podcast. Have you ever gotten defile in your eye, Gabriel? It burns. There's a total joke there that like maybe like two people that listen to the show are going to
get. I learned the lore behind that joke
Just
last
saying.
Week.
Hopefully the person that emailed that last week is laughing. That was all for you, clearly.
You know what? And we are here to cater to each individual person's
needs. What is a Warcraft podcast without inside jokes? Seriously.
Exactly.
Come on.
How inside?
All right.
Deep.
Anyone? Okay, moving on with Salacious Pop's email. Anyone who thinks offense in Tol Barad is too hard should watch Alliance try to defend against Horde on Blade's Edge US. Played Tol Barad for the first time in like a long time last night. We were defending. We lost.
Aw, you looked like you were about to relieve yourself.
We didn't
there.
Just lose. I almost shit my pants when it happened. I was so frustrated. I was just like, I'm so mad.
I don't want to know what your shit face looks like. Let's move on.
I could send Shermie to your house
That's
to shit for
radio.
You.
All right. Do either of you think it's possible to tune LFG for fights that are dance-heavy and not necessarily out-gearable? No matter how often DBM yells at you, fights like Ozruk are muscle memory. You need to wipe 5 times in order to learn, and pugs won't have that kind of patience. There is a mindset out in the forums right now that the QQers over heroic difficulty need to shut up, since Tier 13 and 14 will be able to absorb current one-shot blows. Except Tier 13 and 14 is a year out, and that's kind of a dismissive attitude towards non-hardcore people who've never had this trouble in Wrath.
You know, really, I mean, tier 11 can, once you start getting that better gear, you'll notice a way better performance in these
the
heroics.
Minute I started getting purples, I noticed a
yeah
huge
so
boost.
I mean, if you're mad at that, you know, start grinding for your gear if you really want to do heroics more.
Mm. And send me items.
And lastly, why are there no David Lynch centric achievements in Twin Peaks? A midget and a horse, kill a gnome while still mounted. Who greet Farrah Camper? Break a feral cat stealth in the flag room before they engage in combat.
Oh,
that
man.
That would be great.
I think that they should. You know what? It's Twin Peaks.
You should be able to. If there should be in Twin Peaks, just Blizzard. Somebody from Blizzard has to be listening to this show. There has to be somebody monitoring the podcast to see how much shit is being talked about the game. So, Blizzard, I know you're out there. You need in Twin Peaks somewhere, like hidden, a gnome that dances backwards.
You know what else? You know, and I think that if what's the dragon's name again that didn't kill me, the bitch?
The
Deathwing.
Oh, Deathwing.
Oh yeah.
If Deathwing kills you there, then your achievement should actually be Firewalk with Me.
Yes.
I like that. Standing in fire in Twin Peaks.
You know,
which didn't kill me. I'm still pissed off.
She got zapped by Deathwing and didn't die.
You know what? That's happened to a lot of people.
I wanted to die.
I want to die too.
I ran into the fire for the purpose. I ran into 5 different fires for the purpose of dying.
Oh my God.
And did it happen? No. Stupid,
you know what?
Dragon just flies by and goes, oh, I'm about to die, you ship.
You know, whoa.
Okay.
I spent so much time standing in Gadget Zan waiting for that fucker to come and kill me, and to the point where I'm like, why am I doing this? And then ever since, you know, everybody in my guild has freaking died. And the other day, it was funny because we were in a raid. And we had people standing outside waiting to be filled in, you know? Mm. Who comes and kills them? Deathwing, while we're in raid. Yes.
Well, I was like in... Oh God, what was this? It was somewhere on... Where was I? It was before I got to... I do not remember the name of the place, but it was this like one stretch of road that's like in the savannah, and there's hyenas and dinosaurs.
Okay.
And I was at some little base camp for, it was near this place where you go to like kill a bunch of orcs.
Okay. It's probably
to
Southern
have
Barons
machines
maybe.
And stuff. Yeah, yeah. Southern Barons. That was it. Thank you. Okay. You can tell I'm a Southern girl because I even remember my WoW landmarks by where shit is or was or whatever. And I'm like, la, la, la. And Rob was on at the time. I was like, hey, Rob, the sky's dark. Does that mean I'm going to get killed? And you know, Rob was like, yeah, that means that the dragon's coming, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, dragon.
Alive. That's so soul-crushing.
But I did get to see everyone else die, and that was kind
of
cool.
So yeah. I'm going to keep things rolling for the sake of the podcast, but in great... No, no, in great live radio
fashion. Oh, I'm sorry.
Fashion.
Since we're talking about the game,
guys,
you know, we
the
derailed the
is
show.
Down. The chat. I just got booted from chat, and I can't load Twitter. So
shit.
Our live stream stopped. So... All our live listeners are probably thinking, like, what the hell happened to those guys?
Yeah,
they're gone. So
network's down to local only.
So, whoops. So we got to figure out what happened there, IDK. So
it's called Comcast is a bitch.
All right. So fix my damn internet.
Fix
and
it.
It looks like it just popped back up.
Did it pop it back up?
Yep.
Okay. So we got to reconnect to the All Game stream. This is for great radio here. This is the beauty of doing live radio is that sometimes these things happen. Mm-hmm. So we're going to reconnect.
Sometimes the radio... doesn't work because Comcast likes to fart on you.
But this is all still in the podcast feed. So I need someone to entertain.
You want to serenade us some more?
Rob is pulled up the window on his computer and he's going to the podcast again. We're going and we're looking and we're... Oh.
We're back. We're connected to All Games again. And that's... Yeah. We had an internet outage here. Thank you, Comcast. You rock. But we're back. So we're still recording for the sake of the podcast. So if you want to hear the 2 minutes you missed, you'll just have to download the podcast.
Hey, there's
it
a little
was just X for singing.
Easter egg.
All right. Yeah. Exactly.
Easter egg.
But we're back. So
that's what bunnies poop out.
What?
Yes.
All right. Anyhow. So I want to get to the tweets, but I wasn't able to pull up the tweets because that's right when the internets went down. So let me see if I can do this again. And then we'll get to the topic of the week. We'll do that too. By the way, if you want to email us, the email link is hoardhousepodcast@gmail.com. Again, that's hoardhousepodcast@gmail.com.
And once again, don't type in whorehouse. Mm-hmm. It'll take you somewhere else.
All right. So
it
anyhow.
Takes you to Dolly Parton and Burt Reynolds.
Let's.
I have seen that movie.
I'm having a hard time with tweets, too. What is going on today?
You're just having a really bad day.
No, this is why live radio sucks.
That's because we all need Pinkberry.
Look, twitter.com/hoardhouse if you want to send us tweets. That's what you can do. And I can only get a handful of these, so I'm sorry to those that tweeted us earlier in the week, but I'm not. I can't see everything. A Gullible tweets us and says, love the podcast, guys. Keep it up. You get me through the week waiting for it on Friday on iTunes. Just, it may not always be Friday. Just don't want to get anyone's hopes up.
Yeah.
All right. Marin Marvel tweets us and says, Kitty slaying internet dragons, and links us to a little video that I'm assuming is a cat slaying internet dragons, but for some reason it's not loading. So that was a wonderful
tweet.
That
was so anticlimactic.
I'm assuming it's WoW related because I see people in the comments talking like Horde and all that stuff. So something weird's going on there. Yep. Sorry, Mara Marvel. Relic DK tweets us and says, really dig your podcast. One of the highlights of my week. Keep it up. Thank you. Undead Zerg says, love the podcast, guys. Keeps me going through the boring days. Keep it up. Thank you. That's like all the tweets we're getting are people like, I love the show.
Thank you for kissing our asses.
Don't get me wrong. I love these tweets. They just inflate my ego, but yeah.
They inflate something about me, too.
Mm-hmm.
I just deflated.
All right.
And all over your foot.
I guess that's it.
You have to clean that up.
Oh, one more. Dan Shadow says, how many cookies do the damn orphans need? I mean, seriously. And why do us Worgen look like we're falling when we're casting? Woof.
Woof.
They do look like they're falling when they're casting.
They just look like they're flailing.
They do look like... They look like both. They're flailing and they're falling.
Are they spasm? They're having seizures.
Mm-hmm.
They're having puppy seizures.
I haven't decided if that's what I like about them or not. Because I do like seizure people. People that have seizures.
All right, let's get to the
They're
topic
really
of the week.
They're really fun
to screw. Topic of the week. Tonight's topic of the week. And if you want to answer this topic, of course, you could send us an email. Or we even have the chat room tonight. So answer us live in the chat room. The topic of the week. You ready?
Yes.
Here's the topic of the week. Number one thing a noob should know about the WoW endgame. And I kind of dedicate this to Dark Sakura because she's... Kind, I don't know if you want to say a noob, but she's, you know, kind of going through this for the first time.
She's not a noob.
Yeah, she's...
I'm a noobish.
She's noobish.
Yeah.
She's a noobian.
But not, no, I'm not noobian.
All right.
I wouldn't say green. I'm more a little olive army drop.
Okay, anyhow. You're just too much for me. All right. So, number one thing a noob Candy. Should know about the WoW endgame. Extrovert.
Don't stand in fire unless it's beneficial to stand in the fire. We've learned about this in one of the fights because there are some mechanics where if you go into the fire, you actually cleanse yourself of a certain debuff, on a certain fight. So you know what? Just screw it all. Just learn it. Learn on your own. Learn it.
So, Dark Sakura, I know you haven't gotten to the WoW endgame yet, but what would you say is the number one thing that a noob should just know about WoW?
Make friends with people who's done this shit before.
Seriously?
Nice. Number one thing a noob should know about the WoW endgame. My answer is, one, Karazhan is the best raid they ever made.
Oh my god, you're still on that.
And two, no, this is the more important. The most important thing you should know about the endgame of WoW. Don't be a dick.
Okay, well, you just talked to, like, my whole entire guild. No, I'm kidding.
Well, you can all be dicks together. That's fine. If that's what you're into, that's fine.
I'm totally fine with that.
I should actually make a guild called Band of Dicks or
but
Bag
I'm
of
just,
Dicks.
I don't know if they'd allow that, but I'm just saying, don't be a dick to strangers.
Yes, please don't be a dick to strangers.
That goes with any MMO, you know?
And if you're new to a guild, please don't, like, cling to the officer. I swear, I had this happen. I invited a certain person to our guild, and I seriously wanted to choke him by the end of the week, and he ended up quitting our guild because, like, I just hated him. I don't hate anybody. You know that about me, but I hated this particular person.
No, you've hated a few people in the time.
Yeah, you're right. I do. I'm actually really a cynical bitch.
Yeah. All right, we got some
but a lovable cynical bitch.
Yeah, some comment from some responses in our chat room. This is why I like doing it live. Instant gratification. Flacco Jones says, "Don't turn into an elitist." I think a lot of people forget that sometimes.
That's food for thought.
When you're an elitist, people like Dark Sakura get hurt. You know, Dark Sakura didn't know until tonight that a moon means sheep. And who's going to tell her?
You will. That's why you make friends with people who's done this shit before.
Yeah, seriously.
All right.
It all goes full circle, really.
Linnea Rawl in our chat room says, learn how to turn with the mouse and not keys. Good tip. You can save some time
that,
and not learn
and
how to
you know what?
Both.
It feels.
I bet I couldn't do that with my mouse.
It feels awkward. Oh, yeah. You use the trackball.
I use the thumb trackball because of my wrist.
But you know what? There are people in my guild that use the trackball. So I think that it does work.
Anything is possible, Dark Sakura.
Hey, I've got a I wonder what it would be like using my tablet.
Ferrari in chat room says, number one thing you should know is that if a guild is recruiting in trade chat, avoid them like herpes.
She's my guild master, by
the way.
Rob,
I just thought of something.
Do you guys advertise in trade chat?
No.
I just thought of something.
What?
A very big thing. And this is at any point in the game.
Sure.
Don't stand over the NPC.
Yes.
So that the person next to you cannot target them.
Okay.
Don't stand over the NPC and leave the room.
Exactly.
Sorry, I was AFK. I'm like, bite my butt.
That's the bane of, like, on launch day, because everybody stands on the NPCs you have to get quests for. There was a workaround where you can actually hotkey a button to interact with the NPC, but you had to still target the NPC.
Well, I've actually said, because there's actually one NPC that was invisible. You couldn't see them, you couldn't do anything, and I ended up just target name, and then I've set a hotkey to interact.
Yes,
so that's such a useful
it's a workaround,
a diver thing to do.
That's the workaround that I was just talking about, but it's kind of annoying to have to do that,
but that is time. I think something that everyone should learn how to do.
Yes, definitely.
Sorry to Rob.
All right, this is good stuff. So that's it. That's
brand new information.
That's the answers.
Hi, Breslau.
We got in our chat room at the All Games chat. So that about brings us to the end of the show.
Tiger
and our final
thoughts. A fun link.
So,
From connectable.net, it's using the Kinect for World of Warcraft.
So on this very special live episode of Horde House, thank you guys so much for joining us tonight. It was awesome. Really appreciated it. Let's go around and get everybody's final thoughts. So, Dark Sakura, what's your final thought tonight?
I want a worgen.
How bad do you want a worgen? What are you willing to do for that worgen?
I'll buy pinkberry.
Will you put out? Oh, okay.
I'll put out
some
pinkberry.
Is, okay.
All right. Extrafer, do you have a final thought tonight?
This is my final thought. It's my final thought. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. This is my final thought.
Fart! Shit! Fuck!
And I would like to thank everybody for joining us on this very special live edition of Horde House.
Fuck!
Christopher.
Wow. I don't even know what to say. My final thought is, you know, as yummy as blood orange pinkberry sounds, I need to, like, eat like a taco. I'm, like, hungry.
And, I already ate.
Thanks for tuning in live. You guys are great. So this is the part where we would say goodnight. But all right, in very Steve Jobs fashion, I'm going to say, but there is one more thing. One more thing we have for you guys tonight.
Do we need a drum roll?
Yeah, brrr. One more thing we have for you guys tonight, and it's a very special thing. By the way, the official podcast, quote unquote, is over. So if you don't want to hear a lot of like self-serving, like radio podcast masturbation stuff, you should probably turn off the podcast. However, we're going to, we got it to work. We're going to play the top 10 moments from the first 9 episodes of Horde House.
Yay!
That we were going to do last week and couldn't do. So for our 10th episode, excuse me, 11th episode gala celebration.
Your 11th-versary.
Our 11th-versary. We are going to do the top 10 moments of Horde House. Yay!
Our anniversary goes to 11.
That's right.
Why not just make 10 louder?
All right.
but this goes to 11.
Okay, so here we go. These are the moments here we're going to go through right now.
These are the moments.
Stop.
I'm sorry.
All right, so here it is. And I have not even listened to all of these. This was put together by Flacco Jones. You ready? So here it is. Moment number 10.
No, Cataclysm is boring me.
Cataclysm is boring you already? Why is Cataclysm boring you?
Because it's dumb and boring. I don't know.
It's dumb and boring?
I don't know. It just kind of felt short. Like, I have 285s now. Maybe I don't really have a life either. But, I mean, it's like, I don't know, boring. And the zones were kind of, I don't know, it didn't really feel like much was going on, and fucking Uldum is so annoying. The fucking cutscenes are so ridiculous. I'm telling you, they're so like overdone.
And what do you think of some of the changes in Old World Azeroth?
It's all right so far. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm just totally apathetic towards WoW right now. Nothing's really like blowing my mind.
Have you tried archaeology at all?
Yeah.
And?
It's stupid and boring.
I'm a little worried about your dislike for Cataclysm, Irene, because if you're not really going to be working towards the raiding, except in, you know, cases of emergencies, you know, break glass or whatever, how do you think you're going to be spending your time? What do you think, if I have you back on the show in a month, what do you think you're going to be talking about?
Probably how much I hate being like an 85 Worgen druid. I should be 85 by then, you know?
All right, so there it is. Moment number 10 from episode 6. Rice Princess thinks the expansion is boring. Well, I think you're boring, Rice Princess.
Aww, we all love her.
All right. So here, are you ready for moment number 9?
Yes.
Here we go. Moment number 9.
I think they're cute.
They're ugly. They look like the baby in Splice. That's what they look like to me. They are hideous looking. Like with their giant eyes. Like, what is that? Like, Moonkins are cute. Moonkin hatchlings are crack babies.
I think they look adorable. Oh, and I'm going to get one. And I will be, I don't care. I'll be counted as Down syndrome then.
You are a consumer whore. We're going to get hate mail on our first episode. You better watch it.
I'm sorry. And by Down syndrome, I mean follow your dreams. And you can do anything if you set your heart to it.
Rob and Extrafer argue about the Moonkin pet. That's
we really are
the
like
very
a,
first episode.
We're like a bitter couple, aren't we, on the show?
I don't know if I don't.
I mean, not a bitter couple.
Like
I mean that.
That's
wow,
weird.
That's like, I just made things odd.
You're a neuter. Why'd you have to go there? Ugh.
Fuck.
Okay, just don't want to think about your peen. Okay.
You know what? I don't.
Let's
I don't
move
want to think about yours.
It's a lot to think about. All right, let's move on to moment number 8.
There are new cards that you have to make if you're a scribe, right? And there's what? How many decks? There's like 5?
4 or 5.
Yeah. So the first time we downed him was on Monday night, was it?
Yes.
And so we downed him, I think it was a few seconds after the Enrage, right? It was
11 seconds.
11 seconds after Enrage. So obviously, we had a DPS problem that night, you know what I mean? So we go in, back in on, what was it, Wednesday?
Yep, last night.
Last night, yeah. We went in, we beat him with how many seconds to spare?
Like 45 or 50.
Yeah, so like there was this huge like discrepancy right there. It was great.
So actually, since the last show, you got your archaeology trinket. You actually got it the night of the show at like 3 in the morning.
Oh, was it that night? Yeah.
Yep.
I got my archaeology trinket. So, you know, eat that.
So what is he in? Your press secretary? Like he's keeping track of this for you? You're like, I can't be bothered to remember what I do in this game.
Seriously, that was like so funny listening back.
Moment number 8, Extifer can't remember his own fucking week in WoW and has to have somebody else state it for
Seriously,
him.
Seriously, Ian was just like there to cover every little part that I couldn't like gather.
Line.
That was great. Yeah, I know.
It took 50 seconds. Line.
Seriously, next time we have him on the show, I'm just going to say line and he'll fill in, you know.
All right, here we go. Moment number 7. Pally healing's neat.
Rob.
I don't like freaking throw leaves everywhere, and I have the what I call the Vag Flash, which is the new, you know,
the Vag
Flash.
Yes.
Somehow it kind of started as, you know, it's radiating my beauty.
Yeah.
I talk people by radiating my beauty because I'm a dwarf female, which is clearly the hottest race.
We're totally going to call it the Vag Flash in my guild on Winterhoof now on.
That's what we call it in our guild. Yeah. But then it somehow turned into radiating my beauty was lifting up my shirt and showing my titty. Now it just went to the toilet and now it's my Vag Flash.
It's like a V.
Yeah, because it's like a V.
It's like, you know, it's like,
but now the Vag Flash runs off holy power. They kind of changed that, but I don't mind it actually because it's really powerful with 3 holy charges. So if my Vag is charged, it'll just spray everywhere and heal everyone.
I'm so glad that everybody gets to eat up your Vag Flash. It's so exciting. It's new information.
Sunbeams, just coochie of light. Just
coochie of light. Yeah.
Moment number 7 from episode number 3, the first time I talked about Vag Flash.
Okay, you're going to have to explain this to me.
It's this talent, and it kind of sucks. Like, I don't really use it to heal, except in PvP. It's actually kind of awesome in PvP. But in PvE, it's just a cone of healing. Like, you know your cone of cold that mages get? Imagine you had that, and it was a heal move. Oh. And it would heal everybody in front of you. So it's like a V thing. But it's like, how is she doing that? Is she just radiating beauty from her chest? Like,
like a Care Bear stare.
Yes, it's like a Care Bear stare. But somehow, because we're all perverts, it turned in from radiating beauty from your chest to pulling my pants down and showing you all my vagina. And the vagina healing monsters come out and heal people.
They should call it Summer's Eve.
All right. They should. All right. Are you ready for moment number 6?
Yeah.
Can you handle it? I don't think you can. All right. You can handle it. Here it is.
I can handle it.
So that's my new thing. I'll be doing a BG, an hour or two BGs every other day or something like that. Just see if I can't put a dent in that. I know. And with the Alliance in there.
Now, the BGs were popular when you first started playing Warcraft, right?
Well, the BGs came out, I think, a year after. I think they came out in 06.
Uh-huh.
They were a little bit popular, and they were also segregated to levels. So depending upon your level, you could only go into a certain BG. And the BGs had no resources or no way to time out.
Are you pretty good at staying alive?
Not with my resilience score. Now that resilience has been added, I haven't mounted anything. But resilience-wise, my mage. But yeah, I can blink and an ice block with the best of them. But the nice thing is about my space goat, my Draenei that I have, is I can heal myself and then ice block.
So when you first started WoW, was that when the Bee Gees had that hit song? So you can tell by the way I move.
But that all went, right over Grandpa's head. And I was just about to ask. Extifer, I was about to ask him, how deep is your love for Warcraft?
How deep is your love? Yeah.
Grandpa Warcraft loves the Bee Gees from episode 4.
Did he do some shadow dancing?
I was going to keep going with it, but Extifer was like,
I got to sing on the show because I got to be as annoying as possible.
I just love it. Like, do you notice that helps you staying alive or whatever you said? Like, that was funny.
Well, my resilience score is... That was one of my favorite
moments. That's the moment that you hold your hand over your head and hope you get it as it sails by.
All right. Here we go. Moment number 5. We're getting into the top 5. The best moments ever of Horde House in our 10-episode history. Here we go. Moment number 5.
So my cat likes to jump on my keyboard sometimes. And sometimes when I'm away, it'll happen. Like, my cat will jump on my keyboard. And then I end up doing good DPS in the raid. And then I go off and cry in a corner because my cat's better than me.
Irina, I didn't even know you had a cat.
I don't.
So you just made... Wait a minute.
We're allowed to have cats in our apartment. You guys know that.
So you just...
Oh, so by cat, you mean your boyfriend.
walks on your keyboard while you're gone, and as a result, you have better DPS.
Hold on, she lied? Did you lie?
For the sake of lie?
Parade, because you don't have a cat. Rice Princess doesn't own a cat from episode 2.
Awesome.
You know, I got to say, the part where she talked about her queef PS was slightly funnier.
It's,
I don't know if that's
it was
in the top
slightly
four,
funnier.
It was slightly funnier. All right, that's okay. The fake cat stuff was good, too. All right, and I understand moment number 4 is more of a compilation. So let's get to moment number 4 from various episodes.
Okay.
Except for, do you have any final thoughts?
My final thought is, Achiwawa! Nobeliste!
Any final thoughts from you, Extifer?
No. Other than I probably need to do laundry because of all the pants I've cummed in.
Do you have any final thoughts?
My final thought is, I love my dead gay wife. I love her. She makes me happy.
Do you have any final thoughts for lizards?
Oklahoma, where the wind blows riding down the plain.
Do you have any final thoughts for our listeners tonight, Extifer?
Where do baby come from, daddy?
Extrovert's final thoughts are moment number 4.
Yay.
No, great. And tonight's was A+, just so you know.
Oh, good.
All right, but there's 3 moments that are slightly better. You ready? According to Flacco Jones, anyway, who clearly is the definitive encyclopedia of the show.
I'm totally digging these, by the way.
All right. Here we go. Number 3. Best moment ever of Horde House.
Listen up, shitbags. The Guild Bank is not a dumping ground for your crap. God damn it. Now hurry up and get to level 85. Ah.
I think that was embellishing a little bit, but yeah, it's pretty much like
bit,
that.
But that was like my welcome. I was like, oh, it's going to be this guild full of friendly people. And then I join. It's like, the Guild Bank is not a place to put your shit. What is wrong with you people? Ah.
Extifer, hasn't Ferrari made the guild message of the day? Like, other guilds are doing heroics. Why aren't we doing heroics? What is going on, you shitbags?
She has not. But I wouldn't put past her to do that.
If you can't read what's going on with the European guilds, I can't help you.
Exactly. No, that she definitely has said that. No, she hasn't.
You couldn't get that guy on your show to pronounce your name, my name right. -20 DKP.
All right. She probably sounds nothing like that, actually. Rob's impressions of Extrovert's guild leader, Ferrari, is moment number 3. Ferrore, whatever. She'll always be Ferrari to me.
Apparently it's Ferrore. We're going to pronounce it.
Ferrore.
wow.
Now with acai berry, Ferrore. right,
I'll make you lose weight.
Moment number 3. All right, I'll make you lose weight because every time you fuck up and stand in fire, you're going to drop and give me 20.
Yeah,
shit
exactly.
Bag. All right. Here we go. Number 2 moment, best moment ever of Horde House from episode number 7. You ready?
Yes.
Fix my damn internet. It's going down.
Yes.
Fix it. Fix it.
Wait, do that impression again, Extrover.
Okay. I'm going to tell you one more time. Fix my damn internet. Fix it.
You sound like a cross between George W. Bush and RuPaul. I'm sorry.
RuPaul.
Extifer.
Fix it. Fix the damn internet. Fix it.
Is that really your final thought?
Fix it.
Fix my damn internet is moment number 2.
I think I still have laryngitis.
Was that having to do with Comcast, too?
Actually, how appropriate for tonight's show, actually. Yes, that was having to do with Comcast. So there you go.
Wow.
All right. And moment number 1, the best moment ever.
That's my drum roll.
Is this episode, because it's live and I'm here.
Yes.
Is that your drum roll? Yeah, or are you trying to eat pussy? What is that?
He's trying to do the boobs.
Is that what people sound like when they eat vagina?
Don't look at me.
I'd be so turned off.
All right. Here we go. Moment number 1, the best moment ever in Horde House's history from episode 6. Do you really want me to tell this story on my World of Warcraft podcast? Many, 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 many years ago when I was in high school, like many years ago, We were going on a trip. I was in the marching band, and I played the clarinet to go see Phantom of the Opera in L.A. We were going to go to Medieval Times and do the whole, like, you know, dinner thing there. And we were going to go to Disneyland, and we were going to do the band program at Disneyland.
The year before,
when I was in eighth grade and I wasn't in high school yet, the band trip had been canceled altogether because of the Rodney King verdict coming out and the riots happening in Los Angeles.
Here's the thing.
A year later... And all the sophomores are really excited to
go on this trip because I had a lot of friends who were a year older than me at the time. All the sophomores are really excited to go on this trip because it had been canceled the year before. Us freshmen are really excited to go on the trip.
And guess what? There's a Rodney King trial going on again. It was the retrial. Remember, they did a retrial a year later,
yes,
right?
Yes, we got to go. Even though the trial verdict hadn't come out, we drive all the way down I-5.
We get to Disneyland. We stay the night in the hotel. Guess what happens the next morning?
What?
The verdict comes out in the retrial. And the principal calls the band director at like 7 in the morning, whatever, whenever that verdict came out.
And said, you need to come home immediately.
So
because they were all get back in the bus when we were parked across the street from fucking Disneyland and drive home. And so what happened is that on the way home, driving up I-5 between Sacramento and L.A., there's this little shithole called Buttonwillow, California. And it's off of I-5. And I think like it's parallel to Bakersfield.
So
what happened is that the bus stopped in Buttonwillow and we all got off the bus and the band director was basically like, well, here's the money we were going to give you for dinner. I guess this is the tour now. We're stopped in Buttonwillow. So that was the great band tour of Buttonwillow, California.
Awesome editing job, Flacco Jones.
So the number when I got forced to tell the Buttonwillow story. I didn't want to tell the damn Buttonwillow story.
I've heard
okay.
the Buttonwillow story.
Made me tell it.
On the way back from Disneyland when we passed Buttonwillow.
Because it was your goddamn tweet about Buttonwillow McCritic or whatever the fuck that bitch's name is in Blasted Lands or wherever the
well,
fuck
Well, you know
is.
What? When I passed that, I thought of you right away.
All of my friends associate me with Buttonwillow, yeah. And I hate it.
There should be a title, Rob, or whatever your name is. What's your you don't want to tell your name in game, but
it's
like Rob Roberts,
Super Stud 666.
Oh, okay, Buttonwillow Super Stud 666. There we go.
There you go.
I don't know.
Ah, so thank you so much to Flacco Jones for putting that together.
Yes, thank you very much. That was fun and entertaining.
That felt very good and self-serving, and I just came. I released.
I
it was good.
I need to wash my jeans. Thank you, Rob.
All right. So that really is it for real. That really is the end of the show now. Thank you guys for listening all the way through. We
thank
really appreciate
you
it.
For this very special episode.
Thank you. And thank you, Dark Sakura, for letting us storm Club OLR for a night and do
yes,
the show.
Yes, I want to do
no
this again.
We chased Dan off to the gym.
Thank you, All Games, for letting us take over the feed tonight.
Thank you very much, All Games.
Thank you to the show that moved temporarily to Fridays or something.
Hearts.
Just recently that freed the spot up. Thank you to Tiger Claw, the guy who's doing the scheduling at All Games
thank
right now.
Thank you to the math class I had to drop that made this night possible.
Thank you to my mother and
thank
father
for lack of
me.
Education, really, is what we're saying.
And thank you to the tweeters and the listeners. All of you that leave nice reviews on iTunes, all five of you.
Yeah. Did we win an award or something? Why are we saying thank you to every freaking person?
I don't know. I have the Oscars on my mind.
Oh, okay.
I would like to say that this award had nothing to do with Jesus.
Yes. No thank you to Jesus. Thank you, everybody in the world, in the goddamn world, but no thank you to freaking Jesus.
All right.
He's just there to destroy your freaking dreams.
Anyone else you want to offend before we sign off?
No. Oh, maybe one person. Nah, that can wait till next week.
Well, let's see. We've already pissed off the religious right and retarded advocates.
I think we've done our job.
Our mission is done.
Yes. That does it for another week of Horde House. Good night, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
See you next time.
Woo.